Congress convenes early next year. CBS News Capitol Hill correspondent Cheryl Atkinson.
Issues that were mere notions last week are now front and center. Raising the minimum wage, passing the 9/11 commission recommendations, and letting the government negotiate cheaper group drug prices with pharmaceutical companies.
A casualty of the Democratic takeover figures to be UN Ambassador John Bolton. CBS's Bob Fuss says his days are likely numbered.
President Bush says he will try one more time to get the lame duck Senate to confirm Bolton, but Democrats say they have no interest in letting Bolton keep his job. Having never won Senate confirmation, Bolton is serving as a recess appointee, which means come January, he will have to leave his post at the UN.
And the chairman of the Republican National Committee says he'll step down. Those close to Ken Mellman say he decided before the election he would move on. To Iraq, where the military's announced the death of three more U.S. troops, the American toll for this month to 23. And there's a new assessment of the war's civilian toll.
I'm Cammie McCormick in Baghdad. Iraq's health minister estimates 150,000 Iraqis have died in the war. That's three times higher than previous estimates, but nowhere near the figure published recently in the British medical journal Lancet, more than 650,000. Still, there's been no official count, and we may never have accurate numbers.
A British official says they've uncovered dozens of terror plots. Live to London and CBS's Vicky Barker. Vicky, the numbers are surprising.
Yes, Steve. In a rare public statement, Britain's domestic spy chief has said she's aware of about 30 major plots to kill large numbers of Britons. Dame Eliza Manningham Buller says her agents are monitoring about 1,600 people, most of them linked to al-Qaeda in Pakistan. And one well-connected British politician, Dame Pauli Neville-Jones, reads something sinister between the lines.
She's saying she can't guarantee necessarily that she can intercept all the threats.
One reason the MI5 chief broke her silence, she's worried at just how rapidly young British Muslims are being radicalized.
Same-sex marriage showdown in Massachusetts is going to have to wait for another day. Lawmakers refused to act on a proposed constitutional amendment that would ban gay marriage, angering Governor Mitt Romney, who supports a ban.
By effectively avoiding the constitutionally required vote, 109 legislators disgraced their oath of office.
It means a November 2008 ballot question on it is unlikely. Same-sex marriage has been legal in Massachusetts for more than 2 years. Well, they're still cleaning up from the flood damage done by a major Pacific storm in Oregon and Washington State. In some waterlogged places where residents evacuated, looters moved in.
While they're gone, people are going in and kicking doors and burglarizing their houses and taking their TVs, computers, coins, and anything else that's not tied down.
It looks like it'll be several weeks before Washington's Mount Rainier State Park can reopen. The park got 18 inches of rain in less than 2 days. It's 4 minutes after the hour.
Good morning. I'm Corey Lopez. Now with an AM 760 local news update. A quick traffic alert. Southbound I-25 closed near the Springs this morning. A crane working on a bridge near Nevada tipped over. Nobody's hurt. We'll have more in moments with Gina. One race still up for grabs in Colorado with 28,000 absentee ballots still being counted. We don't know who the winner is in the Secretary of State's race. Dem Ken Gordon holding a small lead over Mike Kaufman. The Denver City Council calling an emergency session yesterday to hash out the problems with Tuesday's election, which some are calling a disaster.
We feel accountable and responsible to make sure we restore the trust in the public. And so we're going to take a look at how we conduct those elections and maybe decide and work collaboratively with the Election Commission to change that or alter that or make sure we expand vote centers and do a better job.
Denver City Council President Michael Hancock talking to 9 News. Two of the three members of the Election Commission were on hand at the council meeting yesterday to answer questions. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm Corey Lopez. Now Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, Corey, and happy Friday. May find traffic a little lighter than usual. Many city, county, and federal offices closed today to observe Veterans Day, even though it's tomorrow. So we should expect a nice drive for downtown. All good around the city. Our biggest problem is down south, southbound 25 still closed in the Springs at the Nevada exit due to that crane accident. You can detour at Woodman Valley Road. In Johnstown, southbound 25 had a big rig rollover off to the shoulder at Berthoud. And winter driving conditions for sure in the high country, so just be prepared this morning as you head out. Weather today, a few clouds early, mostly sunny and cool, high of 49. Currently, partly cloudy and 35. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
KeyBank has a wide array of low fixed rate home equity loans with no closing costs or annual fees, so you'll always have a smart way to get the money you need. Stop by any Key Center, call 1-888-KEY-1234 or visit key.com to find out more. Subject to credit approval, equal housing lender.
CU Hoops on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Hi, this is Mark Johnson. Tonight, the CU men's and women's basketball team tip off the season with a doubleheader at Coors Event Center. The Buffalo women square off with San Francisco at 6 o'clock, followed by the CU men versus the University of Denver Pioneers at 8:30. Our live coverage begins at 5:30 with Buffalo Stampede here on AM 760.
The proud home of University of Colorado basketball. AM 760. Progressive Talk.
The Osgood Files, sponsored in part by Smart Balance Buttery Spread. I'm Charles Osgood. Almost all the people we talk about on radio and television are people we don't really know. It's so easy to generalize and sum up a life when you don't know the person. But I knew Ed Bradley, knew him for a long time, as a friend and colleague. He and I went to the same high school, St. Thomas More in Philadelphia. At different times, he was 8 years younger. We worked together some 40 years ago at WCBS News Radio in New York. We went sailing together off Shelter Island. Ed was a great reporter, you know that. But I can tell you he was also a great guy. More about him after this for Smart Balance. It's interesting that the restaurant industry is now trying to eliminate damaging trans fat in their foods. But Smart Balance was the first and only spread to avoid both hydrogenation and trans fat many years ago. Smart Balance is still the only brand to avoid trans fats entirely through natural means. So use Smart Balance Buttery Spread for cooking, baking, and as a table spread. And when you hear about trans fatty acids, feel confident in the fact that you're already on the right and best track with delicious Smart Balance Buttery Spread. It's smart, and so are you.
We were looking for a home.
CaldwellBanker.com made it so easy. You just type in the zip code.
Or the location.
We saw some terrific Coldwell Banker homes.
I clicked on more listings.
And saw homes from other realtors, too.
It's a great time to be in the market.
Every day across the country, people find the home of their dreams at the same address. CaldwellBanker.com. Coldwell Banker, your perfect partner. Each office is independently owned and operated.
Before he became a reporter, Ed Bradley was a teacher. He taught school in Philadelphia. When he went on the air, on radio, then television, he was still a teacher. He taught all the rest of us. Don Hewitt, his boss for so many years at 60 Minutes, says Ed had the brains, the heart, everything a great reporter needs.
First of all, he was a terrific human being. And I think you have to start with that before you ever even begin to think what made him a great reporter.
And Hewitt told Katie Couric last night he made everyone else better, too.
He had a way of bringing out the best in everyone. He did it, whether it was Derek Jeter, Muhammad Ali, George Burns,
Lena Horne.
I mean, we always thought he was going to run away with Lena Horne when it was over. But,
I heard Bradley say once when he died and St. Peter asked him why he should let him enter the pearly gates, he would answer, "Did you see my Lena Horne piece?" Byron Pitts, now CBS News chief national correspondent, talked about Bradley's piece on the boat people.
That story hit me the same way it probably hit a lot of African-American children in the 1970s. Wow. There's someone on TV who looks like me. And today there are thousands of journalists working hard because Ed Bradley showed us you can do this. Tonight and tomorrow night and for days thereafter, I will thank the good Lord Ed Bradley lived and that we all had a chance to learn from him. I promise, Ed, we did.
Amen. The Osgood File. Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network.
Brenda Coates is a real GEICO customer, not a paid celebrity. So to help tell her story, we hired Mr. Burt Bacharach.
Last year, I was rear-ended by a GEICO customer.
I was hit in the rear.
First thought in my mind was about that funny lizard.
Lizard licks his eyeball.
I was so impressed with how they handled my claim, I switched.
I hope I'll never get hit in the rear again.
GEICO. Real service, real savings.
The Osgood File, November 10th, 2006.
This is the Jay Marvin Show. Jay Marvin on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Could be wrong. I could be right.
Good morning. It's Aaron Hart filling in for Jay Marvin, who's taking a day off. That's the noise I want to make. On a couple of days back daily on The Daily Show, Jon Stewart asked Howard Dean to make his noise for how he felt about the elections, and he went, booyah! And I got to tell you something that's been building in me for a few days. When it first happened, I don't know about you, but I was gobsmacked. I felt like, oh, my God, the world has changed. I don't get it. I mean, it was like I had to find my feet. And I was afraid when I went to bed on election night that I would wake up and find that Karl Rove had snuck minions out into the backs of machines, pressing those yellow buttons just as fast as they can, hysterically. Ah, sounds like the Denver Election Commission. could have been influenced too. So you think, So you were watching it, and you were thinking, oh, my God, they're going to steal it, they're going to steal it. I'm going to wake up, and everything will have changed. But when I woke up, we have the House of Representatives the next day following Election Day. And the day after that, we have the Senate. And it's now Friday, and I know Jay's been having a lot of guests. He's been sharing his wisdom and with others, but we need to talk to each other now. 303-713-7600. Warn John Turk back in the studio if you're going to... I forgot to warn him, actually, that you're going to make a really big noise if you're going to make a big noise. I want you to give me the noise that has been building in you for days, as you've wanted. I mean, if I call Rover here right now, I just go... I'd laugh in his face, and I would say, and that's the math, Mr. Rove, that's the math. More than 60% of us are against the war in Iraq. More than 70% of us have been dissatisfied with the performance of George W. Bush. If we could give him the hook as well, we would give him the hook as well right now. Gone. Out of here. Done. And yes, there's anger laced in that glee. Yes, there is. They took our country and they stepped on democracy. They smashed it. And now they're reeling. We have an array of clips that are so wonderful for you, from Rush Limbaugh whining that he just can't hold water for these jerks anymore. We have quotes from Rami. We have quotes from the late, great Ed Bradley, who I do want to note before I do anything else, the passage of Ed Bradley. We can certainly talk about that, too. What a wonderful journalist. What an example. But we're also going to dip into the whiners. We have to. They lost, and they're already whining. Rami, gone! Out of here! At the plate! Bye-bye! Apparently, the president wanted to dump him back in summer. But now, it's going to be even worse. It's going to be even worse! And good! And good! They deserve it! They deserve it! They have done everything they can to ruin our country. And I don't know about you, but I've been taking it personally, and so apparently have our fellow citizens, because they put on the brakes, they engage the mechanisms by which our democracy works, and we now have checks and balances both houses of Congress. Now that makes Mr. Haggard, that makes me want to sing hallelujah. That's what gets my juices going. Hallelujah! We're back in action. We have some power. Let's use it wisely. How would you use it? What noise do you want to make? How have the feelings that you've had pent up for these six long, frustrating years, when the election was stolen from us in 2000, when they stole it again in 2004, and despite glitches, even in Catherine Harris's district in Florida, this election seemed to be run well. Why? Because we won! We finally won! I think they knew if they tried to doctor it too much this time. Plus, finally, the press was on their ass. But I think they knew if they tried to doctor it this time, there was going to be massive investigations. We'll also be checking in about the Denver Election Commission situation, too, later this morning. It is 303-713-7600. Once again, I'm Aaron Hart, filling in for Jay Marvin. And let's just check in with Rush, shall we, John? Let's just check in with Rush, see what he's got to say about this situation. Then we'll come back for a brief word, and then I want to hear from you at 303-713-7600. Here's Rushy whining.
I feel liberated, and I'm just going to tell you as plainly as I can why. I no longer am going to have to carry the water for people who I don't think deserve having their water carried. Now you might say, well, why have you been doing it? Because the stakes are high.
Because the stakes are high. But they don't know how to be conservatives anymore. Yeah, right, Rushy. Whine and abandon. You don't think that, that is just such a sad, pathetic take. What a baby. 303-713-7600. I'm Aaron Hart, filling in for Jay Marvin. We also want to hear and remember the words of Ed Bradley. We'll be hearing from him, too, in this hour as well, as we reflect on one of the classiest journalists of our time. 303-713-7600, Veterans Day on the cusp of. I'm Erin Hart, filling in for Jay Marvin. Once again, the number 303-713-7600. It's a new day in America.
We try to tell three good stories every week. And I don't think that you need a lot of movement and graphics.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Investments and securities involve the risk of loss.
You may not think of yourself as being affluent. You may not think of yourself as a high net worth investor. But it doesn't matter what kind of car you drive or the home you live in. If your investments are $500,000 or more, you're a high net worth investor. And one thing we know about you is that there are 8 common mistakes high net worth investors can make without even knowing it. We're Fisher Investments, and we've put together a special free report just for you. It's called The 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make and How to Avoid Them. It's yours free just for calling 1-800-771-6601. Just avoiding any one of these mistakes could help you better reach your goals now and over time. As your portfolio grows and changes, strategies need to grow and change. That's why this is valuable information you must see. For your free copy of The 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make and How to Avoid Them, pick up the phone now. Call 1-800-771-6601. That's 1-800-771-6601.
Do you think you have what it takes to become a millionaire? Well, Donald Trump wants to show you how.
I think we've come up with something that is going to be spectacular.
Donald Trump is now offering to the public his Wealth Builders Blueprint System, a proven system that reveals his secrets to generating incredible wealth. And because he believes so much in the power of this blueprint, Donald Trump wants to send you a free tape to help you get started today. Just call 1-800-913-5961. This blueprint is only for people who want to succeed in life, who want to become real estate gurus, who want to become millionaires and have fun doing it.
You're going to learn how to be successful. You're going to learn how to make money. And once you enjoy it, you're going to be successful.
This is your chance. Do you have what it takes? Call now for Donald Trump's powerful free tape. Call 1-800-913-5961. For your free tape, call 1-800-913-5961. 1-800-913-5961.
Now I have my own successful online business. It's already brought in over $175,000 for me.
I grossed over $321,000 and I was able to quit my 9-to-5.
You've heard all the buzz. Everyday people are putting the internet to work, making serious money from the comfort of their own homes with online auctions. So much money, so easily, they're actually quitting their jobs. And so can you, with a free CD from Internet Speedway. Yours absolutely free, just for calling. This free CD shows how easy it is to generate real wealth quickly, with online auctions at sites like the internet's largest marketplace, eBay. And you never have to see, store, or even pay for the products you're selling.
I did over $40,000 in sales last month, and I have my own business now. It's like a dream come true.
The strategies are simple. The money is real and the CD is free. Call 1-800-226-9008 now to get your free CD. Call 1-800-226-9008. 1-800-226-9008.
We want to get done an Indian civil nuclear agreement that's of great importance. Obviously, the budget matters. The Outer Continental Shelf, nominations John Bolton, and also, if possible, Bob Gates and the Terror Surveillance Act. So,
just how quickly Tony Snow, the press secretary for the White House, and the Terror Surveillance Act, the one where we can spy on you. You gotta laugh. They are still full of chutzpah. On one level, they go, okay, Rummy, time to go. See ya. Boom. Don't let the door hit you in the ass. I'm Erin Hart, filling in for Jay Marvin this morning on AM 760 Progressive Talk. So, on one hand, they do that. Oh, excuse me. Boom. Out the door. But it's like, I know. Let's drive them all crazy and bring back John Bolton. Does anybody think that right-wing reactionary nitwit neocon artist is going to make it through? Get real. Go away. And the Terror Surveillance Act, that's the one where they can spy on anyone without a warrant. Oh, good. Let's have more lawless and orderlessness. No, let's not. Let's have no more criminal enterprises in the White House, okay? Let's have no more actions that we will be embarrassed of around the world. Let's have a clean government. Let's do what Nancy Pelosi suggests, which is get busy and make progress. You know, the thing is, it has been, I'm so glad, and I can just say too, a woman in charge of the House. Oh, yes. And don't you think Pat Schroeder is somewhere just grinning her face off? I do. 303-713-7600. I'm Aaron Hart, filling in for J. Marvin this fine progressive morning on AM 760. Mark in Denver, good morning and welcome to the J. Marvin Show. Woohoo! Good morning. I'm swell.
I'd like to say, first of all, that I feel sorry for you because obviously your parents have failed you if they didn't teach you how to be a graceful winner. I miss having Jay on the radio because at least he's a decent person about your guys' victory. Second of all, you guys have bitched and moaned for the last 6 years about losing the last two elections.
Uh-huh.
And now you're going to say that we're crying because we lost this election? I didn't say you're crying.
Russia's the one whining. Delay's the one whining.
I'm a Republican, so
Excuse me. It's your side that's whining, not me. I'm happy.
Okay. And I'm saying that my side's not whining. We haven't done like the Democrats did
whining.
And drug this into the courts.
You're whining right now.
I'm not whining. I'm arguing with you because you're being
a
sore winner.
Because I dare to be happy and I'm a sore winner?
Only
a right-wing reactionary could take that take.
Jay has been a dignified winner the whole time. He hasn't been, ha-ha, in your face, anything like that. You're being disrespectful to the whole process.
Oh, I see. Because my country finally has democracy back.
Be happy. But when you're being happy, you don't have to be snotty and snide about it.
Be happy
that your side won. Yes, absolutely. But you don't have to be degrading.
Let's hear Rush Limbaugh. I want you to listen to Rush Limbaugh, and I want you to tell me he's not whining.
I heard Rush Limbaugh.
Don't you think he's whining?
What Rush Limbaugh said, and he's saying that the...
Whining.
He's not whining. He's saying at least now he doesn't have to hold water for people that were doing what his party's not supposed to do. That's what he's saying.
No, he's saying that he doesn't want to carry water for them anymore. Let's just listen to him again. I'm just going to tell you
as plainly as I can why. I no longer am going to have to carry the water for people who I don't think deserve having their water carried. Now, you might say, well, why have you been doing it? Because the stakes are high.
See, the stakes are high on my side, too, Mark, and that's why I'm so happy. I'm very happy that my country is back in the hands of sanity.
Instead of trying to twist it the way you want to hear it, he said, I no longer have to. He didn't say he doesn't want to. Obviously, he wants to because that's what he's done for the last however long.
He never complained about carrying water for him when he rode them on the backs to his popularity. Please give me a break. But let me just say, what, you know, despite the fact that you're annoyed with me because I dare to be happy that my country is back in the hands of democracy.
Don't put words into my mouth. I said that you're snide about your winning.
Go ahead and be happy.
I have no problem with that.
What's happening here is I'm reveling. And, yes, I am going to be gleeful, and I am going to jab back. I always have. I always will. But you know what? Part of the problem is these are the feelings that have been pent up for years because your party took our country and drove it down into ignominy and tactics that were horrifying. Abu Ghraib, the scandals in Iraq. There's a BBC series running right now about graft and corruption in Iraq that should curl your hair and offend you mightily as a citizen. These guys are no more proper conservatives than the right-wing conservatives should be upset with them. And Russ should be upset with them. I agree with you on that point because these guys are travesties. These guys are criminals, many of them.
Okay,
these guys have led us down a path of horror. So please, sure, respond how wonderful they are because that's why they lost big time.
I'm not going to say how wonderful they are.
They lost 33 seats.
Like I said, don't put words into my mouth. First of all, the Iraq thing. You said 70% of the Americans are not in favor of Iraq. That's not.
No, I said no. I said more than 60% are not in favor of the war in Iraq.
Okay.
And I said that 70% have been upset with George Bush. Yeah, and that's true.
61% of Americans are not in favor of the direction in Iraq. They're not in favor of the war in Iraq, number one. Number two, George Bush and his and the people on the whatever they call themselves, the neocons, they've hijacked my party. They're spending way too much money. They're going to allow illegal citizenship in my country, which I'm completely against, and Nancy Pelosi's going to allow that. So it's not – they – George Bush and the neocons have hijacked my party, just like Ted
Kennedy. So now you're upset,
well,
too.
I'm not whining.
I don't blame you.
You
don't have the tone. You're right. You don't have the tone of whining. But I have
I'm
to
angry.
Tell you.
That's what it is.
Yeah, and I'm you know what? And guess what? I'm angry, too, because my country got hijacked by thieves and criminals and people who tried to break the Constitution of the United States
the
in
Clintons?
Half. I will not have it.
Are you talking about the Clintons?
No, I am talking about George W. Bush and company.
Well, I agree. George Bush isn't doing what he was elected to do.
Yeah. Well,
I don't think I'll ever hear a Democrat say that about Clinton, though.
Oh, no, we can absolutely agree with that. And no, you won't hear us because we had prosperity and sanity in the
90s. Okay.
We did not have
low,
this.
Our
unemployment is not low. People have dropped off the ranks. This election was not only about the war in Iraq, my friend. This election was because the middle class is suffering. This is because the middle class
isn't
getting
class.
Ahead.
I'm not suffering.
This is because your wages have not gone up incomparably in terms of the way the riches have. And you may fantasize that one day you'll be a millionaire, and I think that's swell, but the reality is most of the financial breaks have been given entirely to the wealthiest in this country who need it least. So there's going to be some changes made. Minimum wage is going to go up. A lot of things are going to be done that's absolutely necessary. The minimum wage...
Okay, less than 6% of Coloradans make minimum wage. So what does that tell you? Either people aren't working, which our unemployment stats don't show.
So what?
Or...
It still needs to go
up. Minimum wage jobs are for high school people and people
it's still,
entering the workforce.
No, incorrect.
Not a place
incorrect,
to stop.
Actually. Lots of women make minimum wage. So I'm concerned about this on a lot of levels. But hey, thanks for the spirited discussion. I hope you don't mind, but I'm still going to crow. I'm still going to cheer. I'm still going to root for my side and say, yeah! So thanks a lot for your call, though.
Day.
I appreciate it, Mark. I am. I'm going to do it. If it seems rude, oh, well, you know. What was it? Was it Helen Gurley Brown who said, bad girls go everywhere, good girls stay home? I'm not going to stay home. I'm going to party. I'm going to have a good time. We've been waiting a long time. Richard in Morrison, welcome to AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Erin, congratulations.
Thank you.
Oh, my gosh. I
Our country's
like
back, dude. We have a country
out of my heart. and I am that last caller you handled incredibly well. It's time to bring peace and civility back instead of the, you know, the testosterone laden men who are so angry and who are so pent up and have to take it out on women and children all over the world. So congratulations to us all. We have been close. Erin, this is probably the most important point in the history of the United States. We have been on the brink of Armageddon. We were so close. Friends that are a lot smarter than me have told me that by October, we were going to go into Iran. And we were so close to this self-fulfilling prophecy of the right-wing part of the Republican Party, their so-called base, of going into Iran and warring with, you know, the Muslim world. And we avoided it. And I just feel so happy about it. And I'm so excited. And I'm not an angry Democrat. I'm a retired stockbroker that lives in a very nice area of Willowbrook. But common sense came to me a long time ago because of my wonderful daughter who's being tutored by Nancy Pelosi under an Emerge Women's program. And
excellent.
We are so proud of Nancy Pelosi and John Conyers and all the Harry Reid and everybody else that's involved because of
Henry Waxman will get
Henry
to investigate
Waxman, what an incredible individual.
Political and corruption and overcharging and everything else in Iraq. It'll be, we'll finally get the truth on some things we've been needing to know the truth about.
Finally, it's long overdue. And And we have been saddened. I left the United States in 2000 to write a book to travel to Kenya. And the book is about the goodness of people. And it's time for us to find common ground, Erin.
Amen.
And solve our problems instead of angry old men. A small part of this population speaking for all of America.
Very true.
And
very true.
One little poem.
One quick.
I don't know who wrote it. Forgiveness is the perfume, the trampled flower cast back upon the foot that crushed it. And that's what Nancy and Hillary and everybody else will do. We're going to find common ground and solve problems.
I hope so. And Henry Reed said it today, too. Thank you so much. I know. I feel like your sound is a sigh of relief, and I can relate to that, too.
I am so happy because we were so close to the brink of destruction.
Thank you, Richard. Thank you so much. I'm Erin Hart filling in for Jay Marvin. I'm a little overdue for a break. Sorry to my pals in traffic. It's 303-713-7600. Now it's time to hear from Progressive Traffic on AM 760. I'm Erin Hart, filling in for Jay Marvin.
Your computer's just like your car. You don't want to learn to be a mechanic. You just want to drive the darn thing. This is John Hogan with PC Answers. Anytime you have a computer problem, call us. We're the mechanics for your computer, and we make house calls.
Call PC Answers today at 303-548-1414 or visit pc-answers.com or troubleshooter.com. That's PC Answers, 303-548-1414.
This week we're not doing legal math. We're focusing on punitive damages and drunk drivers. Car crashes by drunk drivers are usually the worst. They're also treated differently by the insurance company behind that drunk driver. Much differently. Here's what the insurance company will never tell you. Punitive damages can be assessed against drunk drivers. Punitive damages usually drive the regular damages. Punitive damages are not available in every car crash. They are available against drunk drivers who injure people. They won't tell you, but I will. Hi, I'm Gary Bell of the law firm of Bell & Pollock. You've heard that old saying, what you don't know won't hurt you? Not true this time. What you do know about punitive damages will help you. What you don't know will hurt you. Look, don't get hurt in the crash and then hurt again on the insurance claim. Don't get hurt twice. If you have an insurance question, call us. We'll help you.
Bell & Pollock has over 20 years of experience. Bell & Pollock can be reached at 303-795-5900. That's 795-5900. Consumer lawyers with a history and an attitude. Bell & Pollock is a member of Tom Martino's exclusive list at troubleshooter.com.
What if I told you that you could learn a new language the same way you learned your first language, with no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills? You'd have every right to be skeptical, especially if you struggled with languages in the past. That's why we want to send you a free demo CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone. You'll find out what U.S. diplomats, over 10,000 schools, and NASA already know, that this is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language, guaranteed. Call now to request your free CD-ROM. And try it with our compliments. This amazing demo includes 28 languages. Learn a language better than you thought possible and faster than you ever imagined. Call 1-800-339-2117 and we'll rush you the free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today. Remember, there's no tedious translation, memorization, or drills. Call for your free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today and see how easy and effective it really is. The number is 1-800-339-2117. That's 1-800-339-2117.
I'm Mike Shanahan of the Denver Broncos. Some things I keep secret, like the running back rotation. Other things I share. For mortgages, go see my friends in American Financing.
Thanks, Coach. This is Damian Maldonado, founder of American Financing. We're locally owned and operated. We have no commission loan officers, so our only job is to get you the best loan possible.
Damian, tell us about the Magic Mortgage.
The Magic Mortgage lets you select the payment that's best for your budget. You can choose a regular payment, interest only, or convert it to a 15-year loan without requalifying. You can change your monthly payment any month or every month. Whether you need a refi or a new home loan, we have the widest range of products.
So you make the call. Tell them Mike Shanahan sent you, and your appraisal's free. Make the right move. Call my team of experts at American Financing.
We're redefining how home mortgages are done. Call us now at 303-695-7000. That's 695-7000. Or on the net at AmericanFinancing.net.
Online advertising spending is expected to grow drastically in 2006 as more companies realize that internet advertising can be effective and affordable. Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how you can get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Give us a call and find out if internet advertising can make your business money. Call 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Just that. Progress. See, and that is something that has been missing in action in our country. I'm Erin Hart, filling in for Jay Marvin. That was Nancy Pelosi, the new prospective, but more than likely, Speaker of the House, third away from the presidency. Not that I'm rooting for, you know, anything but impeachment to happen to Bush and Cheney. 303-713-7600. I don't think that will be done right away, though. And I don't think it should. I think there ought to be a proper investigation by Henry Waxman's committee first. It's 303-713-7600. You know, checks, balances. Wow, what a concept. There'll be oversight in the Congress over the executive branch. They won't be able to just steamroll over the rest of us and our Constitution and our democracy. Woohoo! Yes, I'm going to make noise. Yes, I'm going to cheer. It's 3 days after the election. When it first happened, I was so stunned. I was like, they couldn't fix it this time. Oh, boy. And then I was like, but is it true? Is it going to happen? Is it real? Yes. Yes, it's real, ladies and gentlemen. We have our country back. 303-713-7600. Mark in the fabulous tiny town on 285. John and I were just going, oh, we love tiny town. Hi, Mark.
How you doing?
I'm well.
Hey, I just want to say one thing. You go, girl.
Thank you.
And another thing for all the people that call up and don't like it, Nancy Pelosi.
Nancy Pelosi, exactly. Make progress. Sit down. We're going to work with you. It's going to be different. We're actually going to debate. We're actually going to have hearings held outside of a basement. We're going to hold them in the light of day, maybe even on television, so that the American people can participate in their democracy and their republic. Yay!
Exactly, and you'll be able to travel to a foreign country now and not be embarrassed.
Yeah, and they were saying in Europe today that they're, because people are already worrying, well, what happens if Bush tries to play the Congress like Clinton played Newt Gingrich? And the reality is, though, Clinton was a very, very popular president. Bush's popularity is in the toilet. So he will not be able to wield as much influence as Clinton did, barring unforeseen circumstances.
Cut him off at the knees.
Yeah, and you know what? It sounds cruel, but after what they've done, they deserve a little of their own back. They do in that regard. They do. They deserve to be told, okay, that's nice. Thanks for sending us John Bolton. Bye-bye. See ya. Terrorism, whatever act. No thanks. Terrorist suspect act. We think we'll stick warrants and FICA in here. Thank you very much. Let's see. Constitutional checks and balances. Thank you for sharing. Bye-bye.
Yep. Hey, thanks a lot.
You bet. Go. Thank you, Mark in Tinytown. Let's go to Jim in Loveland. Hi, Jim in Loveland. Welcome to the Jay Marvin Show.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm well.
Good. I just had a quick question. I'll actually take my answer off the air.
Okay.
I was hearing a lot, like a month or so ago, from Robert Kennedy Jr. and many others, even on the day itself, about what a disaster the electronic voting machines were going to be and how there was going to be massive problems.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just wondering how that worked out that suddenly this time there were no irregularities or problems with
it. Well, that's actually not true. There were irregularities only this time. There were people like Catherine Harris, apparently 18,000 votes disappeared in her district.
So the irregularities and the problems
persist.
Voting machines are only when the Democrats lose?
Persist. No. Actually, there were irregularities and anomalies. What happened this time is people were more prepared. They came in and went, we'd like paper ballots, please. Hi. Massive numbers of people absentee ballot. And it's like 9 out of 10 here in the state of Washington, for example. In Colorado, there were huge snafus, not so much with the electronic voting, but with the reporting through those notebooks that we're going to hear about a little later. It was not glitch-free at all. The electronic machines, whether they're owned by Sequoia, EMS, or whoever, are an abomination. And unless you can get a receipt for your vote, whether you're a Republican or a Democrat, you should definitely be troubled by their use. But what happened was in places like Maryland and other places, after the horrors that happened during the primary season, which is why Kennedy and others predicted it, they set up checks and balances. There were lawyers everywhere. A couple of my friends who were lawyers up here sat in the precincts all day long and watched to make sure that when there were irregularities, they walked over and intervened. Mm-hmm. So a lot of that work you didn't see.
Would you be, so if the, assuming that everything went perfectly, not perfectly well this time, but certainly obviously a lot better than before, would you be talking the same way?
I think the tidal wave was so huge they knew they couldn't stop it. I think they knew that the press was sitting on them this time. I think that they knew that those reporters hidden away in a room, the AP reporters hidden away monitoring the vote, we're going to wrap, you know, there were too many people watching them this time. That's what I think.
Because I thought that after 2000 that there were lots of people watching last time, too.
No, but that was when the electronic votings were newer, too, and there was more glitches. Now, some of the glitches are probably just human error and technical problems. I'm not trying to be a conspiracy theorist on down the line. But do I suspect strongly that when Karl Rove brags about the math, he has something else in mind? I think there's definitive proof that the election was manipulated in Ohio. And okay, I'll tell you what, the night that Blackwell lost, I cheered hard twice for Republicans going down. One was when Katherine Harris lost because she's the jerk who put in the system and disenfranchised African-American voters in Florida and systematically denied them their vote. And when Ken Blackwell lost in Ohio,
Military absentee ballots?
I was happy. The military absentee ballots were disqualified, and that was the stupidest thing that Al Gore did, was saying that those shouldn't be counted. That was a stupidity on his part. What happened in Florida, my friend, in the year 2000, is all the votes should have been counted. Because if they had, we would have had President Al Gore, we'd have a sane energy policy, we probably would not be in Iraq, and we would have gone after Osama bin Laden and got him. So you know what? You can play do-overs, but that's my do-over.
Sure, but the thing is, if Gore wanted all the votes counted, how come he didn't want to count the whole state?
He did. Actually.
So the electronic voting machines are fixed now, and we're never going to have to hear about any problems with them again.
No, I'm sorry. You're trying to be sarcastic and work that line. But do your facts, do your research, get back to me when you can discuss it intelligently,
right?
Because you're obviously not informed on the glitches that happened even in your own state. Tony in Tacoma, welcome. Tony.
Hey.
Good
going?
Morning. Thanks for calling all the way from Tacoma.
Hey. What's that?
No, go for it, dude. What you got to say?
Oh, I was going to say, about this time last week, I was starting to get a little unsure of what was going to happen. I wasn't feeling real confident, and I had called my father, who's a 69-year-old Vietnam War veteran, never voted Democrat a day in his life.
Mm-hmm.
And when he told me he planned on voting Democrat right down the line, I just thought, wow, if the Republicans lost my dad, they are struggling. They are really struggling. And come the results on Tuesday, I stayed up till 3 o'clock in the morning just to hear what was going to happen with Tester.
Yes.
And I went to bed, and then my wife woke me up and said, hey, you need to come listen to this. I turned the television on, and they announced that it was done. Tester had won, and watching George Bush at that press conference look like a beaten dog was just fabulous.
You know, and I know we're gloating a little, but you know what? We're entitled. We have been treated so badly. We have been called unpatriotic. We've been called traitors. We have been called every name under the sun. And you know what? You can't expect. It's human nature. We want a little of our own back. I was so glad to see Tester win, though. What a great, an organic farmer, crew cut, down to earth. You know, I'm just proud to be a Democrat today. I really am.
Absolutely. And turn on the news today and seeing Jim Webb holding up his son's combat boots up in the air after he was declared the winner.
What
after,
a picture!
George Allen had conceded was just great, and he was the one I was kind of worried about after that BS dirty trick they played, pulling out them little than little tiny excerpts from his novels. And
calling up with the calls saying that people were going to be arrested and go to jail if they showed up to vote with parking tickets.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I mean, that's... And, that's like shades of racism in the 50s and 60s. It's just sad.
And I listened to Peter King on Scarborough Country last night, and he made a great point when he talked about excerpts from Webb's novel. He said, look, you can take Shakespeare and the Bible and make it sound like pornography if you just take a little bit of excerpts. He said George Allen really did himself a disservice by pulling that trick.
The beast with two backs. Thank you very much, Tony and Tacoma. I appreciate it.
All right, Aaron. Take care.
And thanks for holding it. 303-713-7600. We're reveling. We're cheering. Yes, we are. We can, and we're entitled. But if you're upset, too, hey, listen, come into the tent. What do you want done as a Republican or an independent? Look, it was the independents, too, that carried us into a balanced government. And I'm very glad. How about you? 303-713-7600. John Turk at the helm for the J. Marvin Show. I'm Aaron Hart filling in. We're standing and delivering today on the J. Marvin Show.
When you're looking to build a new facility, there's a lot riding on your shoulders. You have to get a structure that meets your needs. You need one that's built to last. You need to get it built quickly. And most importantly, you need it to stay within budget. What you need is a pre-engineered steel building from Anthem Steel. You won't believe how much you'll save in both time and money with a brand new built-to-last steel building. For free information on how you can get the building you need with less time and money, call 1-800-771-1868. You can even customize your building. You select the size, you select the style. You can even choose to add the look of brick, stucco, or stone. Building a new facility is a big responsibility. Make it easier by calling Anthem Steel. Achieve your goals faster and with less strain on your budget. For free information, call Anthem Steel at 1-800-771-1868. Call Anthem Steel today, 1-800-771-1868. That's 1-800-771-1868.
Tape today that shows you how. Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth System. My system doesn't consolidate your debt, it eliminates it, no matter how much debt you have.
I'm completely debt-free now, thanks to John Commuta.
Call now and I'll rush you my free tape. Call 1-800-500-1142. That's 1-800-500-1142. 1-800-500-1142.
Learn anything and everything you ever wanted to know about home financing with mortgage expert Ken Michaels. Listen to Mortgage Makeovers, the talk show that guides you through the financial maze. Ken Michaels, the president of First Nationwide Lending, has over 20 years' experience in helping people with less than perfect credit. If you have loan issues or just want some free advice, tune into Mortgage Makeovers live this Sunday morning from 8 to 10 a.m. and call in with your questions.
After the accident, it was like 2 years before we settled and started getting my annuity, getting my payments, and things were going pretty good for a while. Then me and Jeff got divorced. And before you know it, the money started getting chopped up. And, waiting 15 years for that money just doesn't sound so good anymore. I need that money, and I really need it now.
At J.G. Wentworth, we understand waiting on long-term payments can be frustrating, especially when you need cash now. Structured settlements, annuities, insurance claims. J.G. Wentworth has the expertise to get your money in your hands now. To learn more about your options, call J.G. Wentworth for free information at 1-800-700-2962. We've helped tens of thousands of people get cash and get on with life. For free information, call right now, 1-800-700-2962. That's 1-800-700-2962.
Your kids have better things to do than drugs, so get them involved in positive educational activities. Taking part in sports, music, and after-school programs will help keep kids active and drug-free. A message from ProTech Mechanical in Aurora. ProTech Mechanical is a full-service heating, air conditioning, and plumbing contractor for both residential and commercial properties. Call Jeff and Bill today for a free estimate at 303-680-6676. That's 303-680-6676.
The J. Marvin Show on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
I want to thank you for coming. This is the beginning of a series of meetings we'll have over the next couple of years, all aimed at solving problems and leaving the country. So welcome and congratulations again.
And thank you so much, George W. Bush, for being fairly gracious. And thank you. We'll take that opportunity to participate in our republic. Thank you so much. We're glad that you're finally dealing with us. We had to have massive turnout, one of the largest turnouts in an off-year election. And also young people turned out to vote. Thank you. Latinos deserted the Republican Party and voted Democrat. Married women who have gone more Republican in the past went more Democratic this time. So did, wait for it, married men. So there, it's changing, like Tony's father, 69-year-old father. This is what happened was people got tired of being told to shut up and sit down, stupid, we're running the country. Even Rumsfeld, after he gets fired, is sitting there going, well, people just didn't understand. No, we understand that you went into a country that you did not understand, and you went in with too small of a force, and you went in without any kind of intelligence that indicated there were seriously weapons of mass destruction. We understand very well what happened. Tim in Calhoun, thank you for joining us. It's 303-713-7600 on AM760 Progressive Talk. Hi, Tim.
Hi, how you doing? I just want to say I am so thankful we got our country back, finally, after all these years of this regime of Bush.
Yeah.
But what I'd like to say, we all need to take a minute today and seek out a veteran, thank a veteran for what they did. Not only the Iraqi veterans, but we have a lot of Vietnam veterans and Cold War veterans that gave so much
for us
to get to where we're at today to enjoy this election that we had, and we were just successful with.
No, it's very true. And they, you know, I was interested to note this morning when I was reading the New York Times, they tracked down some Marines in Iraq, and they asked them, you know, did you know that Rumsfeld resigned? They read, Rumsfeld who? You know, it's like people go, they sacrifice for our country, they go for our country, sometimes without even thinking about the small stuff, if you know what I'm saying. They go in, they fight, they take care of the country, and that, you know, it is, I would prefer that they knew more about Rumsfeld, but on the other hand, the kind of dedication and hearts that just, we're just getting the job done. You know, I mean, that's why you need leaders who are so careful before they put men and women into harm's way. That's why you need someone at the helm who understands what the bottom line is, which is more than 2,800 young men and women, 2,837 as of last night on the Keith Olbermann Show, have lost their lives. And we need to make sure that our leaders are doing justice to our military men and women. We absolutely do. And to our veterans as well. And I think that caused Bush problems too, because they have not treated them as well. Don't you?
Yeah, and that's imperative, because we must always remember that. Everybody gave some. The veterans all gave some, but there's some that gave all, if you know what I mean.
Yes.
And it's just a travesty what's happening to them. The day Bush declared war, he cut veterans' benefits. People need to take a tour of Walter Reed Hospital, their local veteran administration hospital. Walk in, look at these veterans all the way back from Korea, sitting in hallways talking to themselves, waiting for 4 hours just to see a doctor, and waiting 6 months to get the appointment. It's just a travesty what we're doing to these veterans in one of the richest nations in the world.
Thank you very much, Tim, for your call, and thank you for reminding us that tomorrow is Veterans Day. And it's also the time to take a pause. Thank you very much. At the 11th hour, the 11th minute of the 11th month, all of us should stop and remember, because that's the day. That's why people wear poppies on their lapels. It's the World War I, which I don't know about you, but my grandfather, who used to pitch for the teams in Ward and Nederland, and went to the University of Colorado at Boulder. That's where his lungs were scarred for life, was on the fields of Flanders. So let's make sure that we all take time tomorrow and pause and recognize our heritage and our veterans and the people who serve our country without us asking them sometimes. It's 303-713-7600. Julie in Longmont, welcome to the J. Marvin Show. Good morning.
Good morning.
Woo-hoo!
We won.
I'm not going to be quiet.
Oh, my God. I have been swearing more than I ever have in my lifetime for the last 2 years because of all the crap that's been going on.
You know, me too. And I grew up in a sports department, and I can swear, girl.
I know. It's like, really, I can't believe I even said that. But it's, boy, it felt good.
Yeah.
You know, Sunday morning, as I'm thinking, my neighbors are going to carry me off in white suits because I'm cussing and swearing at this stupid Sunday show.
Oh, and meet the press. Meet the press is having two pro-war people. It's having Joe Lieberman and what's his name from Arizona, that guy who may be running for president.
Yeah,
I know.
He better not. I mean, yeah, talk about flip-floppers. So I was like you, though. I was so terrified. I wanted to hope so much. On election night, when I saw that it looked like the wave was happening, and then, you know, I was afraid something was going to happen overnight, you know, and it's like, I don't want to go to sleep. I don't want, you know, I'm afraid to see what happens and then to wake up and have it all turn out the way it was supposed to.
And get even better the next day.
We get rid of Rumsfeld, then we get the Senate. So the guy who called a little while ago said, well, Jay wouldn't have done that. It's like, you know what? I've noticed this as a theme, and I was telling John this, too. It's like, whenever you've been on, it's like you always get these guys who probably would never call Jay's shows, but he goes, well, the girl's on. I can call and try to pick on her, and I know you can hold your own. But, you know, I mean, I'm just like, what is wrong with you people? You know, it's okay to be a little joyous. And it's like, well, you're being smug and you're smirking. And it's like, well, what if we had to put up 6 freaking years? You know, listen, like you said, not only traitors. I mean, we were called terrorists, too, because we wanted things to be different. And we weren't going to swallow the spew that was coming out here. And it's like, excuse me.
Yeah.
We're going to revel in this for a little bit, you know. And
just
it's like,
a little bit.
And you're gonna, you know, but you guys are saying it was cheating, and it's like, yeah, well, the thing that I have noticed about the Republicans who still think that they're Republicans is that they are the first ones to practice a psychological term called projection. You know, they'll point fingers at everybody else who they think is doing the exact same thing they are doing.
Right.
You know, well, you're whining, and the guy's whining to you on the phone, you know, because he's doing the exact same thing he's accusing you of doing, And it's like, okay, well, fine. I don't think this is whining. I think I'm celebrating. I mean, you can take it as you will. But go ahead.
I'm sticking it to him a little bit. I mean, come on. We've been punished for like 6 years with this tripe.
Later.
We also, and I'm sorry, I take it personally when you try to vivisect my Constitution. You know, when you try to deny me the right to vote, when you disenfranchise people of color in the South, when you make robocalls to try to sabotage somebody's campaign, I take those things personally.
Yeah, excuse me.
And I refuse to apologize for it.
And you don't have to.
No.
But one of the things I wanted to say, though, too, that I have noticed when you've been on, you know, you get those people who want to argue with you, and then the two of you just get into talking over each other, and like I was going to say about that guy previously, you know, he said, well, I listened to Jay, and Jay wouldn't do that, and Jay would also not tolerate anybody continuing to talk over him, and that's what people do to you a lot, so I was just going to offer that. It's like, you know, stop.
Thanks.
And Jay will say, you know, can I talk now? Are you done? I'll give you a minute. Can I have a say?
Thanks. That's a good thing to remember to interject. Thank you. Thank you very much. I've got to dance to a break, but thank you very much. Larry and Gail, please hang in. We'll be right back on the Jay Marvin Show. I'm Aaron Hart filling in. 713-7600, 303.
This is Rick Hallett, owner of Wind River Spas. People who live in Colorado appreciate natural beauty, hard work, and high quality. They exist in harmony with Colorado's extreme weather by relaxing in a Wind River Spa. Wind River Spas are made right here in Colorado by people who appreciate the same qualities you do. Want to trade in your old spa? Upgrade? Wind River Spas will give you the highest trade possible for your existing hot tub, whether it's 10 months or 10 years old, or purchase a reconditioned spa starting at just $19.95. Visit us at windriverspas.com.
Quality LASIK to make it affordable to everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved technology for a fraction of what other providers charge. Our independent surgeons have helped hundreds of thousands of people see better. Let us do the same for you. We'd like to send you a free information kit that'll answer all your questions about LASIK and show you how you can finance your LASIK procedure absolutely interest-free. That's right, 0% financing. Call us now at 1-800-600-4704. That's 1-800-600-4704. 1-800-600-4704.
Jay Marvin, Al Franken, Ed Schultz, Randy Rhodes. This is AM 760, Progressive Talk.
KKZN, 410 Denver Boulder.
And on AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Settapani. Coffee and conversation on tap at the White House this morning when President Bush sits down with soon-to-be Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid and number two Democrat Dick Durbin. Durbin says he'll pass on a message from voters.
The message is America can do better.
I'm Mark Knoller, live at the White House. It's another meeting that rubs the president's nose in the Republican debacle at the polls. Senator Reid has had some very nasty things to say about Mr. Bush and vice versa. But the president says that in his job you can't hold a grudge. And if he's going to get anything done with both chambers of Congress in Democrat hands, he needs to show a spirit of bipartisanship cooperation. He's made it clear he won't compromise, though, on principle. Frank?
The father of the Republican Revolution that brought the GOP to power in the House in 1994 says his successors fumbled the ball. Former Speaker Newt Gingrich says Republicans who don't know why they lost control of Congress should look in the mirror.
It was a problem of competence. There was a problem of candor, there was a problem of corruption, and there was a problem of consultants.
And Gingrich says President Bush should have replaced Donald Rumsfeld before the election. Joint Chiefs Chairman Peter Pay says the Pentagon brass is working on new options in Iraq, but he tells the CBS News Early Show the change at the top won't have a direct impact. At Fort Carson, Colorado, wild cheers greeted 300 soldiers returning home last night from a tour of duty in Iraq. Former Senator George McGovern says he'll meet with Democratic leaders next week to share his plan to get American troops out of Iraq by next June. McGovern says the Democrats won't be in power long if they don't end the war soon. Emails may be a wonderful way to communicate, but they can leave footprints that could come back to haunt the sender. Now there's a way to protect yourself. Live to CBS's Jim Shenevy.
This email will self-destruct in 24 hours. And just like the audio tape in Mission Impossible, a new service provides anyone the ability to terminate electronic communications after a set period. The $40 per year vapor stream service is what's called stream messaging, leaving no record on any computer or server. Frank, the messages can be viewed during the valid period, but can't be forwarded, edited, saved, or even printed.
On the Weather Watch, nature struck the first blow, slamming the Pacific Northwest with heavy rain, floods, and mudslides. Then human nature moved in.
Bad enough with the flood, let alone with the burglaries.
Vester Maples is one of the residents whose homes were looted in Pierce County, Washington. In Los Angeles, police and the FBI are investigating videotape that shows a policeman repeatedly punching a suspect in the face.
No denying that the video is disturbing, but as to whether the actions of the officer were appropriate, that's what the investigation will hopefully determine.
Police Chief William Bratton, the official report says the suspect was resisting and tried to grab one officer's gun. Just ahead of the bell, S&P futures are down a fraction. This is CBS News.
I'm back. I am the Ricola Mystery Cougher. If you hear me coughing and offer me a soothing, natural Ricola cough drop, you could win $1 million. And this year, I'm also coming to one lucky listener's home. Register at RicolaUSA.com for clues and official rules. And remember,
I could be a woman.
No purchase necessary. Game opens for legal U.S. residents 18 years or older. Game runs October 9th to November 18th.
Does anyone have a
Ricola?
The world changes. The economy changes. Your life changes. And as they do, there's something that doesn't change. The commitment we at UBS feel toward each client. A commitment to offer reviews of your portfolio, to assess your financial goals, and to provide solutions that help you manage all the changes. Wealth management from UBS. In a changing world, an unchanging promise we call you and us. Member SIPC.
I'm Corey Lopez with this AM 760 local news update now. Denver City Council called the emergency session yesterday to try to work out problems with Tuesday's election that some have called a disaster.
We feel accountable and responsible to make sure we restore the trust in the public. And so we're going to take a look at how we conduct those elections and maybe decide and work collaboratively with the Election Commission to change that or alter that or make sure we expand vote centers and do a better job.
That's Denver City Council President Michael Hancock talking to 9 News. Two of three members of that election commission were on hand at the council meeting to answer questions. The victim of a serial rapist is fighting back, this time in court. 34-year-old Tiffany Engel was severely beaten by Brent J. Brents in February of 2005, nearly a month after police and prosecutors had identified him as a sexual predator.
There are certain things that I'll never get back, the partial hearing loss, partial vision loss, but those are so minor. You really learn to cope and adapt.
Engel telling 9 News she wants the Arapahoe County DA and her office to own up to their mistakes in not arresting Brents before he attacked her and at least 10 others. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm Corey Lopez. Now Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, Corey. Well, no surprises. Heavy traffic kicking in now in all of our southbound arteries. Southbound 25 from Thornton Parkway to 84th. And, of course, southbound side getting into downtown 38 to Spear. You're also getting that heavy conditions across Aurora, southbound at 6th and at the Tech Center. And if you are headed up into the high country, you can expect the roadways, including I-70, to be wet and slick in spots from this fresh snowfall. That'll be from the Ike to the Vail Pass and across your summit passes, all those summit passes. Eastbound I-70 approaching Vail, chains are required. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather today, a few clouds early, mostly sunny and cool, high of 49, currently partly cloudy and 35. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Axe Recovery Shower Gel brings you hangover love songs. This one's for you, toilet.
Porcelain God is smooth and white, you receive me. Somehow I just can't leave. I cup your bowl and I think of heaven. You love me though I dry heat.
Dry heat.
Give it all to you, baby, hear me scream. Not once, not twice, but thrice.
Rest in between.
Take the pain away, take it all away. Take it down the drain, my lovely porcelain lady. On my knees, your curves I cup. Doing all I can to fill you up.
Who will you hook up with if you're hungover? Axe Recovery Shower Gel. Wash away your hangover and get back in the game.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin
on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Could be wrong. I could be right. Could be wrong.
Good morning. I'm Aaron Bird, filling in for Jay Marvin, and it is a sober reminder to all of us on the eve of Veterans Day that the U.S. death toll in Iraq now stands at 23 for November, following the fourth highest death toll in October of 105. The death count now is up to 2,843. I do not want to put a damper on our celebration, but while we celebrate, we must remember that this is part of the reason that this happened, that we needed to face facts. And, you know, the only sadness I had the election, when I saw Marilyn Musgrave, it was like, oh, goodness, how did she win? And it's in part because of the reform candidate. So we have siphoning off votes. It is one of the things that we need to think about is strategy. What do you want done? What would you like to see happen? I want to see the Baker-Hamilton committee come up with some good alternative solutions for Iraq that include the points of ours that Rahm Emanuel talks about, which is reconciliation, repair, and yes, redeployment. We have to start thinking about that, because this is not working, patently not effective. And even though Rumsfeld thinks we don't understand it, I think we understand it all too well. Now, it's interesting, the appointment of Robert M. Gates, former head of the CIA, also tainted with Iran-Contra, also tainted with perhaps altering intelligence. The Daily Coast has some good info on that today, as does the New York Times. So heads up, everyone. Make sure you do your research. Now, the good thing to say about him, though, is that he is from the Brent Scowcroft wing of W's father's party, part of the party, which is the one that is pragmatic and realist and says we must negotiate even with our enemies, because we have to have diplomacy as an arm. It can't just be brute force and ineffectiveness. So we can talk about all of these things as well as make noise. Woohoo! No, I am not going to stop celebrating right now. I am happy. I got democracy back. We have our country, the possibility of it at least, back. We have the ability to stop corruption and war profiteering. We have the ability to get good legislation passed, minimum wage, health care reform, getting the glitches out of that ridiculous drug policy that doesn't allow for negotiation. We have the capacity to take care again of our domestic priorities. What are yours? 303-713-7600. I'm Aaron Hart, filling in for Jay Marvin. Good morning, Gail in Arvada. Thank you for waiting.
Woohoo! I can't stop getting excited about everything.
It's a good feeling. It really is a good feeling. Thank you so very much, Erin. And I want to thank everybody at the program, too. They've done such a remarkable job with all this. It's just a really good, good feeling.
Yes, it is.
I watched a program over the weekend. I knew about this prior to the last election back in 2004. It's Hacking America on HBO.
Mm-hmm.
And I thank everybody for those doing the paper.
Yes.
On the voting, because it's amazing watching that. And those people filming it, bless their hearts, they put a lot out there trying to show everybody what the heck happened.
They did.
And it's a very sad thing.
It is a sad thing. And you know what? It's sad if it happens to Republicans, too. They should be worried as well.
Definitely. Everybody should have been worried.
Yep.
Watching this program should have been on a regular TV station.
I agree.
Thank you, HBO, for putting it on.
Amen.
Bless their hearts
for that one.
Because that was an amazing thing to watch, documentary, and very scary.
And we'll recommend it to our friend who called earlier and got so upset with me when I said do some research. Because really, watch Hacking America on HBO. Read the articles that Robert Kennedy wrote for Rolling Stone.
Yes.
Read Rob Petrakis' book on how they stole the election in Ohio.
That's true.
It's pretty scary.
It is very, very scary. Oh, my gosh. I've just been so excited about this election, and I know there's a lot of work that's ahead of everybody.
And it will be hard. It will not be easy. They will not go down without a fight. I mean, they're already trying to get, you know, Bolton through for some reason.
I know.
I think Bolton's a shill, though. They have something. They have it's the terrorism legislation that they want to get through. They want to be able to, you know, search without warrants. And you know, that's just not going to fly anymore. We have a constitution. We need to obey it.
And thanks for all those people in Ohio that stood out there and waited and got and voted and finally got their word across what they wanted in
thanks
Ohio.
Thanks to people in Colorado.
In Colorado.
Glitches in Denver.
Thank God we got Ritter.
Yeah, thank goodness we got Ritter. You know, and everybody's but those are, you know, I've actually heard some people say, well, but those are conservative Democrats. What do you want? I said, I'll take them any way they come, honey.
Too.
We can have disagreements among ourselves and our party,
well,
but we also obey the law.
The other direction a little bit, so it's kind of it's going to work out. He's picking some good people.
You know, he is. Yeah, and I read
he
that he's going
to work together.
Exactly, and you know he's not. We're not going to get everything we want, and we just and you have to be grown up about that. It's going to, you know, we're not going to get every single piece of legislation that we want.
That's
and hopefully
true.
We won't behave as badly as the Republicans did. I want to see, if I do not want to see Nancy Pelosi or Harry Reid locking the Republicans out of hearings.
No.
I do not want them to force them into the basement. No. I want good, solid debate because hopefully we'll all learn something.
Definitely.
Yep.
You know, I miss the Clinton administration.
I do too.
I mean, it's been a sad situation since 2000.
Yes, but we have to look forward now, and that's good.
Definitely.
Thank you so much, Gail.
Thank you, and thanks to all the veterans for all that they do. And God bless them all, and my father, who is 86 years young.
Yes.
And retired colonel in the Army. So,
excellent.
So thank you all.
We salute
thank
him.
You again
thank
for the
you.
Wonderful program, Erin.
Thank you for reminding us. TJ in Aurora, welcome, and thank you for joining me on the J. Marvin Show. Good morning.
Hello, Erin.
Hello, TJ.
I'm a military veteran. I have served my country faithfully for more than 24 consecutive years.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, too. And through hard work and dedication. And we all have a right to celebrate that our country is being restored back to sanity. And we need that. And I've been so sick of what this administration has been doing.
Yeah.
I'm sick of all of it. And you have the right. Who says that you can't celebrate? And also, our veterans who have laid down their lives for this country and for the Constitution, look here, there's too much at stake here. Why can't we be happy, you know, for the victory that the American people have uttered through their ballot, through their vote? And I'm very thankful. Go ahead on and celebrate. I'm celebrating with you.
Thank you, sir.
And this Veterans Day, I'm going to remember my comrades who died in these wars. Because if it were not for our veterans, I believe we would not be a strong country and standing for democracy and human rights as we are. So spit it out. I don't care. Jump up and down.
I would, but it'd make noise on the microphone.
I know. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
And do it, you know. And when it comes to women, I'm grateful for Nancy Pelosi. I'm grateful to you. And I have a sister who is a pastor and a minister, and she's very independent and strong. And I came from a line of strong women. My mother was strong.
Mine too.
Yeah, my sister was strong. I got two sisters, and both of them are strong.
I have
so
a very strong
sister.
Go and
spread your wings, you hear me? And
yes, sir.
Do what you want to do, because this is a time of celebration, because God has given us our country back. And I hope that the Democrats will move post-haste, just like you said, and get on those issues that we need to get on, because our country is suffering. And anybody who can't see that the voting machines have been tampered with and people's right to vote have been taken away and the Constitution has been torn asunder almost, our rights are being trashed, they need to wake up. They're under the ground. They've had their heads in a hole. And we need to wake up and get this country back to where it's supposed to be.
Well, working together, we sure will. Thank you so much for your call. I appreciate it. Jesse, we should go to another. I'm sorry. Okay. Jesse in Denver. I thought I heard that, John. Yes, Jesse.
Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I am happy and pleased. And really, you know, after listening to it, it's really important. We need our country back. And I think we're feeling heartened. And that is such a good feeling, isn't it?
It is. It is. You know, I think the other strong message that the voters sent, I think for the most part, America is moderately religious. And I think that's very, very important. But that far right that got in there, like the Pat Robertsons of the world and
mm-hmm.
all those people, I love seeing them on CNN with their butts chapped because they are no longer in power. It is so great because, you know, this whole godlike mentality starting from Bush on down. Had to come to an end, you know? It's like, excuse me, you're a mere man. You aren't God, and you don't make those kind of decisions.
And I think a lot of people want their worship to be in private, or their, you know, whether they worship on Friday, Saturday, Sunday, or every day. You know, I think people want to have a separation of church and state, but certainly have our government influenced by ethics and morals that mean a lot to all of us. And I think they forgot that. I think they believe that their dogmatic vision of how it should be was the most important, and that influence peddling. You see, what Karl Rove did, which I think was ultimately a big mistake, was he catered to a very small minority, you know, 20-30% of the people. Our hardcore base of his. And I think that was a mistake because, you know, you can try to bamboozle them. And, you know, the book that came out about how much they make fun of the religious right in the White House and all of those things, I think, weighed on people and preyed on people to use the PRE version of the word. But I think it's very true that we are religious. We are faithful. We are, I think, very... ethical and by and large, and people were upset. It's like Newt Gingrich said it very well. If you want to know why we lost, look in the mirror. It was about competence and corruption.
Absolutely, and I think, you know, for the most part, Americans are moderately religious. You know, they're not. It's like you said, that 20-30% extreme that we have on the far right. So I really think that with all this corruption and all this bigotry and all this stuff coming out, hypocrisy. I really think that, you know what, for the first time, the religious right was a big power in why we won and took back.
Well, I also think, and thank you very much for your call, Jesse, I also think that the evangelicals have been finding, there's a big, the whole issue of Newsweek is devoted to that this week, the evangelical movement, Jesus in America, I think it's called. And the thing that's interesting to note, too, is there's a lot of common ground that progressives can have with evangelicals on the environmental movement, on poverty issues. So let's look for ways to work together to resolve problems in our countries, not divide ourselves and tear our Constitution asunder, as our veteran put it so well. It's 303-713-7600. I'm Aaron Hart, filling in for J. Marvin. I'm humbled by your joy and glad with you, celebrating with you that our republic is back in the hands of divided government, which hopefully means we'll get along a lot better. Odd but true. 303-713-7600. I'm Aaron Hart, filling in for J. Marvin on his show. Join us.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
So far, we've got a pretty nice ride around the metro area for this Friday. A little bit lighter traffic than usual as we observe this Veterans Day. City, county, and federal offices, of course, closed, so we'll definitely see that affecting your downtown area. Should be a nice ride. Right now, just very heavy along southbound 225, Yosemite to I-25 there as you hit the tech center. Of course, southbound I-25 approaching Spear and I-25 southbound between the Thornton Parkway and 84th, pretty loaded up at this hour. Weather today, a few clouds early, mostly sunny and cool, looking for a high of 49. Currently, it's partly cloudy and 35 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
When you're looking to build a new facility, there's a lot riding on your shoulders. You need to get it built quickly. And most importantly, you need it to stay within budget. What you need is a pre-engineered steel building from Anthem Steel. You won't believe how much you'll save in both time and money with a brand new built-to-last steel building. You select the size, you select the style. For free information, call Anthem Steel at 1-800-700-5085. That's 1-800-700-5085. 1-800-700-5085.
What's on your holiday menu? Looking for some fresh ideas? Let Sam's Club give you a little food for thought. You'll find all the holiday basics at Sam's Club Savings during the Holiday Taste of Sam's Club, November 17th through the 19th. We'll be cooking delicious samples from appetizers to desserts to give your holiday meals extra flair without the extra cost. We'll help make this holiday all about indulging your taste. Join us at the Holiday Taste of Sam's Club, November 17th through the 19th from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. See samsclub.com for details.
This Veterans Day weekend, Lowe's has everything you need to get things done. Buy a dishwasher over $297 and let us install it and get a free $50 Lowe's gift card via mail-in rebate. Get 10% off all installed carpet plus a free pad. And put it all on your Lowe's consumer credit card and get special financing until January 2008 on any purchase over $299 November 9th through the 12th. See store for details. For all your late fall projects, come into Lowe's. Lowe's, let's build something together.
The problem with computers? I don't have a computer, and email seems to be the only way people communicate anymore, especially my grandkids. Then I found out that I didn't need a computer to receive emails and photos. All I needed was my regular phone line and the new Presto service with the HP printing mailbox. It's so easy. Take it out of the box, plug it into the phone jack, and presto, you're connected. You don't have to do a thing. Emails and photos from family and friends print out automatically. It's so easy, you have to see it for yourself. Presto will even send you information absolutely free. Just call 1-800-600-1622. Now you can receive emails and photos from your friends and family without having an expensive, hard-to-use computer. All you need is your regular phone line, so pick up the phone. Call right now for your free information. The number is 1-800-600-1622. 1-800-600-1622. That's 1-800-600-1622.
I've been waiting a long time.
We waited.
For this.
Ben Tucson, we made it happen.
Looks like it's going to be a great night for Democrats.
We, the Democrats, are in control of the House of Representatives.
The votes are in, and now we've got the House.
Joe Ritter is the next governor.
Thank you, Colorado.
The crowd is just going absolutely crazy. Absolutely erupting in craziness. Incredible night here.
Taking back America.
Just a question of how blue do you want to get, brother?
This is AM 760 Progressive Talk.
I feel liberated, and I'm just going to tell you as plainly as I can why. I no longer am going to have to carry the water for people who I don't think deserve having their water carried. Now you might say, well, why have you been doing it? Because the stakes are high.
I'll say they were high, and so were you. It's 303-713-7600. The other thing is, too, Rosho, please. You know, you're tired of carrying their water. You know what? I feel liberated today, too, Rush. I feel liberated. I feel better. Our House Governor Bill Ritter, we got Perlmutter winning, Ed Perlmutter winning in his district, and trouncing the Republican hopeful. It's just, this is what we needed. We need to have balanced government. We need Diana DeGette's stem cell research bill. A lot of things are now going to be possible. This will be fabulous, and it should be. There should be the best and the brightest. We deserve the best in our country. We deserve for our leaders to debate the issues, to have investigations. I'm not talking about paralyzing government. I'm talking about getting to corruption. I'm talking about Harry Truman going after war profiteers. That's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about having thorough, Henry Waxman going after and taking care of our dollars and our blood and treasure that's being spilled and corrupted in Iraq. Good grief, we need people, grown-ups, back in charge of the government, and we've got it. And we have the Senate as well with Lieberman and adding on to us, and Bernie Sanders in Vermont. We are going to have 51 votes. Take that, Dick Cheney, Prince of Darkness. By the way, is it really true? John told me that they've been importing massive shredding machines down to Cheney's house. Google Earth. Can you see him going in? I don't know. It's
Aaron, if you Google Dick Cheney shredding machine, you'll find pictures of a shredding machine heading up to his compound in Florida.
If you Google it, he tells me, you can find it headed to his compound in Florida. Oh, no! That is so hilarious. Here we go. What's that sound? It's a Republican. All right, 303-713-7600. Pam in Federal Heights. Good morning and welcome to the J. Marvin Show and AM Progressive Talk.
Hi.
Hey.
It's wonderful to be an American today, you know.
Yeah.
I was driving along and flags are flying high and they just seem more beautiful today than they are always beautiful. And I love America, but I just love it so much more today.
You know, I think a lot of Republicans are relieved. I think everybody but the tensest neocon artists are pretty happy about this.
Oh, I think so, too. I've been feeling dread and fear and all of this stuff, and it just seems since Tuesday it's gone. And today's Friday, and it's... I don't care what the weather is, it's beautiful. It's Colorado, it's got to be beautiful. But it's just, everything is wonderful today, and I think it's because I'm happy about the election.
I think so, too. Thanks so much for your call, Pam. I appreciate it.
Bye.
Jane, bye-bye. Jane in Denver, thank you for joining us on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Good morning. Hi, Jane. Jane?
Years.
Good morning.
Good morning. Hello.
Hello. Yes.
Erin?
Yes.
Sorry. This is Jane. I just had to join in the celebration and
good.
Say that it's been a long 6 years until we've gotten to the point where the only thing George Bush can torture is the English language again.
What a nice way to put that. It makes the 805 days we'll have to endure it a little easier to bear.
I know. I've got my Bush countdown clock in the kitchen, and I look at it every morning, so I have some hope. But I just wanted to also thank Air America and all the shows, all the talk shows that give us finally something to listen to and finally something to get us to join together and realize there's other people that think just like we do. And I think that was a big factor in 2006. Because we didn't have it here in Denver very, very quick before 2004.
True.
And
it was right on the heels of it. I remember.
Right,
I remember
it was right
well.
At the Republican convention because I listened to it all week rather than anything else.
Sure.
But anyway, I think that Air America did have a big factor. Progressive radio here. In the Denver metropolitan area has made a big difference.
I think it does, too. I think it makes a difference when you can hear the ideas from your own side and you get your word out and you get your message out and you get the issues out.
Yeah. Well,
I think it's absolutely true.
You can tell people that the only way we're going to override fooling with the voting and stealing the vote again is to turn out in such massive numbers that even the votes that they steal aren't going to be enough. And
well, I think there was more monitoring this time. And speaking of monitoring, I just double-checked the countdown clock on our website, and it's 802 days until we have. But I agree with you. I think what happened this time is they were more prepared, and people got better training, no doubt. But I also think the voters are beginning to demand paper, and that word got out on things like progressive radio. I agree.
Yes.
And television finally started doing its job and saying those things too. It's
right.
Very, very important to get that across, to say, to
each other that this is going to be the way that we do this from now on, that if we do not feel our vote will count, that we will be monitored and we will demand paper and we will make sure, even if we have to take crayons and you know, tablet paper, we'll make sure that we get our votes recorded. Because
right.
because this kind of, I don't care whether it's incompetence or malfeasance,
mm-hmm.
we have no business not being able to vote. I mean, when Venezuela has a better vote than we do, it just really drives me nuts.
Well, we would never allow, if we were monitoring another country's election, we would never sign off on it if it was conducted like it is in the United States anymore.
Well, and probably, and part of it is, too, is the fiefdom. I mean, we're watching that with the Denver Election Commission now, is that everything is done by committee and everything is done by
right.
small groups, and it's very tough to get reform when that happens, we're finding. So maybe we need to unify things more, and that's one thing I'm looking for is election reform, and I'm also looking for special interest reform to come out. I do not want lobbyists to keep proliferating by the thousands in Washington. In other words, I don't want, just because we just won, I don't want K Street to suddenly go from red to blue and everybody be walking with their hands out, you know?
Right.
I want to see some change, real change, and hopefully we'll get it.
I agree, and I think that, you know, this election was finally a point that we can say, now we have the ability to try to do this. Before the Democrats took over both houses of Congress, it wasn't even a possibility.
No, we were relegated to the basement.
Yeah,
thank you so much
didn't.
For your... We were sent to the basement like children, like my grandmother, God love her, used to do. Children noisy, basement. It's like, no, sorry.
And they turned off our microphones.
Yep. We need a fairness doctrine. Amen. Shane in Denver, thank you so much. I'm Aaron Hart, filling in for Jay Marvin. It's 303-713-7600. I'm filling in for Jay today and probably Thanksgiving weekend as well. So join me then as well at 713-7600. It's 303 in front of it. Thanks so much for joining us on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Well, not a lot of change in the commute. It's still a really nice ride. We've got traffic up to speed for the most part along your major arteries, including C-470 through Highlands Ranch and the Boulder Turnpike headed into the city. But we are seeing the congestion southbound 225, Yosemite to I-25 in the Tech Center, and of course the two hot spots on southbound I-25 through the center of town at the downtown area and through Thornton North Glen. Eastbound 270 still a little crowded from I-76 to Vasquez. Weather outlook today, looking for a few clouds early, mostly sunny and cool, 49 degrees, currently partly cloudy and 35. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
This is Al Franken, AM 760 Progressive Talk, broadcast in high definition. Why? Because it just sounds so darn good. Find out how to get your hands on an HD radio on AM760.net.
You can live truly debt-free on just the money you already make using my proven system. Let me send you a free tape today that shows you how. Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth system. My system doesn't consolidate your debt. It eliminates it, no matter how much debt you have.
I'm completely debt-free now, thanks to John Commuta.
Call now, and I'll rush you my free tape. Call 1-800-500-1142. That's 1-800-500-1142. 1-800-500-1142.
Bishop Brogdon Associates reminds parents that the winter months can be an especially dangerous time of year for a teenager to be in a car. Inexperience is clearly one of the reasons, but experts agree that the other factors leading to accidents are weather, speeding, passengers, and cell phones. Decide as a family to talk about these issues, and don't assume good kids always know the right thing to do. This is from Bishop Brogdon Associates on West Hampton Avenue in Inglewood, committed to the safety of our young drivers.
What's on your holiday menu? Looking for some fresh ideas? Let Sam's Club give you a little food for thought. You'll find all the holiday basics at Sam's Club Savings during the Holiday Taste of Sam's Club, November 17th through the 19th. We'll be cooking delicious samples from appetizers to desserts to give your holiday meals extra flair without the extra cost. We'll help make this holiday all about indulging your taste. Join us at the Holiday Taste of Sam's Club, November 17th through the 19th from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. See samsclub.com for details.
The Michelin Man presents things truck owners can rely on most, like Michelin LTX tires and man's best friend. Isn't that right, Rex? Rex? Where'd you go? Well, you can still rely on Michelin LTX tires, the most proven light truck tires for durability and toughness, making Michelin LTX tires man's new best friend. To find a Michelin dealer near you, call 1-888-MICHELIN. Michelin, a better way forward.
TomTom Go is your portable, everyday GPS solution. Just tap the screen and a helpful voice guides you on your way. Available at Best Buy, Circuit City, and other fine retailers. TomTom Go. Find your way the easy way. Learn more at TomTom.com.
The J. Marvin Show on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Democrats won big yesterday. Satellite sea to heat. You're excited today. Is there some sort of noise that you could think of, maybe a vocalization, that would convey your excitement over your victory? And go ahead and make that noise, and I promise I won't replay it.
Would it be something like booyah!
Booyah! Well done, my friend. Booyah, indeed. Congratulations,
thanks,
sir. For all your hard
and
work.
Thanks to the audience,
Dean.
You guys did it for us.
Progressive Talk, Stephen Colbert, John Stewart, and your servant, Aaron Hart, filling in for J. Marvin today. All here for you to spread the word with Progressive Talk. We have opinions in this country. We exist, and we're back. We're now, and hopefully we do it better than we've ever done before. I have high hopes in Nancy Pelosi. I hope she lives up to my expectations. I want us to be the best we can possibly be. The feisty Harry Reid started out as a cop on Capitol Hill, worked his way through law school, an amateur pugilist. He is a tough cookie. Oh, my gosh, shades of the past. I just saw Ari Fleischer in a past clip. Whoa! We won't have to listen to Tony Snow much longer. Woo! Or it'll be better. You know, it will be. And we have Bill Ritter in the State House, in both houses in Colorado, Democrat. I mean, I had to rub my eyes like, boing! Is this really happening? Let's make a lot of noise this morning. Thank you, John Stewart, for the idea, because we deserve it. It's been terrible, and it's sort of a way of healing the wound after the scream of Howard Dean got so polluted and perverted. Bill in Longmont, welcome to AM 760 Progressive Talk. Good morning.
Good morning, Aaron. I hope you and Pedro are keeping your heads above the rainwater.
It's really fun. Pedro, poor Pedro, I thought was going to drown the other day, though he came in looking like a rat. This morning when I opened the door, he just looked at me and went, do I have to? And I went, uh-huh. He's like, He wears a light blue raincoat with a stripe, with a racing stripe.
No.
So you can see him in the dark.
That's great. Well, it's a great day, and congratulations to Senator Cantwell up there.
Senator Cantwell, you know, she had the best comment, which was, I finally get to celebrate, you know, because her election was such a squeak.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I was afraid Jim Webb was going to have to endure that, you know, recount after recount. Oh,
yeah.
Goodness. And certainly we had a governor's race that was squeaky tight, too.
Yeah. I have two little things for you to speculate on, one involving the Senate, one involving radio. One, there's going to be a lot of pressure on Lieberman because of all the Republicans who, mostly his support came from Republicans. Are they going to pressure him to jump to the party to give the control back to the Republicans? And the other thing is, in radio, it's going to be an interesting tightrope for progressive talkers to talk about reinstating the Fairness Doctrine when the NAB and their bosses oppose it.
Well, you heard me just mention it, but maybe I don't think we can be afraid of that. I think we have to speak our minds no matter what our bosses say. I've always had that theory, and sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't. But most often, I have to say, I've spent very little time being told what to do by my bosses, which is great. I mean, they really don't sit on me and say, you have to say this right now. Because, you know, they know we're free speech activists and we're not going to settle for it. So, and you know what? Many of them are, too, even though I may differ with a lot of some of their business practices or tactics or whatever. But I think it'll more interesting question and a broader one, I think, is
will progressive radio survive? And I think what's being proven is, I'm looking at the website, seeing ads on the website, I hear ads in Jay's show.
Yeah.
I think people are finally realizing, because it really is a business, that's what it is. And if Clear Channel, which owns this particular station, or anyone in the business, Air America, is having a trouble making money, but that's because they set up a weird model to try to do radio in the first place. Very non-traditional. So we'll have to see. I mean, I don't know whether Air America will, you know, I'm hoping it stays in business and it gets supported, because I believe in progressive talk radio. Lo, these many years, I labored in the fields long before Air America came up, since I was a baby talk show host. So I am definitely for it, and I believe in it, and I think that the American people deserve different points of view. I think they also have to be, you know, you have to be entertaining. You have to be enlightening. You have to tune in and be fascinated, you know, and that's part of it too. I don't think it's just, and some progressive hosts are better than others, I think, and I think there'll be an interesting, you know, I think, I'm hoping that it enriches and enlivens it. I do believe in some kind of fairness doctrine, though, because I believe that it got very distorted, and I believe that the business model went for the easy grab, which is, well,
yeah,
let's ride the wave of conservatives, and they didn't give progressives as much of a chance or as much of a shot at talk radio or as much of support.
And there'll be other syndicators like Jones that come along with better business models, and they'll do progressive talk profitably.
Yes. Yeah, Jones, Product One, those are doing it with it. You know, Clear Channel's no slouch when it comes to programming either. So I think, I'm hoping that as the business model proves itself, and let me just say to the audience, buy products, participate, advertise on the shows. If you like progressive talk radio, support
it.
You know, if that's what you want, then put your dollars where your mouth is and go for it, dude, if I can be so bold. As to the Senator Lieberman question, he's in a tough spot, because if he made a promise and said flat out that he would back the Democrats. If he betrays that, I think he's in real trouble. I think they'll take his committee chairmanship away from him. I think they have a number of things that they can do to him, and I don't think any of them are pretty. And
The Republicans offer him a cabinet post, and then the Republican governor in Connecticut appoints his successor.
Ooh, I like that thought, actually. That might be cool. I don't know. I'm upset with Lieberman, as everyone else is, but I don't think Nancy Pelosi or Harry Reid are cupcakes. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
I don't think they're going to rule. I don't think they got where they are today by being nicey-nice all the time. I mean, politics, just like radio, is a rough and tumble business. And you gotta be a little rough and tumble to play. And if, you know, you gotta be competitive, and you've gotta be tough. So I think they have those qualities. I think progressive talk radio hosts have those qualities. So I hope we not only survive, but we thrive.
Well, thanks a lot, Aaron. Congratulations. And it was such a pleasure meeting you in September.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Yes, I know. By the way, for those of you who don't know, Bill is a longtime listener and sometime caller, and he has a daughter up here in the area and came up to visit, and we were able to reconnoiter at a vegetarian Chinese place, vegan even.
It was so good.
Thanks very much.
Bamboo Garden in Seattle, folks, try it. It's wonderful.
Thank you very much. Yes, indeed, it is. Bamboo Gardens, it is good. It is good. And I want to get back to Denver and Boulder, because there are a number of restaurants. I keep watching the Food Channel, and every time something really great's on, I call my sister and go, next time I'm home, let's go here. 303-713-7600. And by the way, I always say hello to my family. So, hello, family. John in Golden, welcome to AM 760 Progressive Talk and the J. Marvin Show. Good morning.
Thank you, Aaron. John in Golden.
Hey.
Thanksgiving's going to be on us in about 2 weeks.
I know, and I'm
going to want to give special thanks.
Yes.
To people like Bill Maher, who lost his show on regular television. He was the first to start exposing Ralph Reed and the bigotry of the moral majority. Then there's Lou Dobbs. Every night he pounded away at these people. There's Al Franken. Governor Dean Governor Dean orchestrated the whole thing.
And went for a full, against even Rahm Emanuel. And I admire Rahm Emanuel. I think he's got a lot of great ideas, too. But I have to say, Howard Dean stuck to his guns, went for a full country press, and it worked.
And CNN. For 2 weeks running, Saturday and Sunday, they aired the series Broken Government.
It was great. A series of specials that were wonderful. I didn't get to see all of them, but they were quite good.
And I know I'm treading on some very soft ground here. But Air America is very dear to me. And I'll write the first check for $100. Business has corrupted our government, big business. And I'll publicly fund, and I'm retired, I'll write the first check for $100 to keep Air America permanently on the air, just like public television and public radio.
Listen, whatever way works for us, if that model works, then great. I thank you. I'm very touched by your support of Air America, of AM 760 Progressive Talk. Certainly, I think that every effort is going to be made to help it thrive. And I certainly am in favor of it, obviously, since I have actually been offered the chance to work as a conservative host. And my answer is always the same. I can't talk and gag at the same time. So thank you very much for your call, and thank you for your touching support. That's really, see, and that's the thing, you know, we were outgunned in money too, and we still won, you know, and that's important to remember too, that you know, the American people will, if you can penetrate the wall up against you and get to people's ears, eyes, and hearts, then hey, who knows what can happen. It's 303-713-7600. Make some noise. Cheer. We're back in power. What does that mean? What do you want? What do you want done? Do you want investigations? Or do you want more legend?
I'm Bob Kirkpatrick of Kirkpatrick Remodeling and Home Projects. I've been in the window and remodeling industry for over 35 years. I pride myself on quality work done in a timely manner, no matter how big or small your project. From making your home more accessible for a physically challenged relative to something as small as adding a doggy door for your pet, Kirkpatrick Remodeling and Home Projects is here for you. Call me anytime at 720-529-5442 or look at my work and a list of references online at KirkpatrickWindowsDenver.com.
To you motorcycle riders, what time is it? It's more than time you were protected on your insurance claim. Two wheels doesn't mean you deserve less. Two wheels doesn't mean a reduced insurance claim. Less wheels doesn't mean less injuries. Hi, I'm Gary Bell of the law firm of Bell & Pollock. If you're injured in a motorcycle crash, you need to protect yourself, legally, on your insurance claim. Don't get hurt twice. Once by the injury and again on the insurance claim. After all, it's your life. It's time for accountability. It's time for the people who injure you to accept personal responsibility. And it's time for the insurance claim to reflect that same accountability and personal responsibility. At Bell & Pollock, we handle insurance issues just like these. If you have an insurance question, call us. We'll help you.
Bell & Pollock has over 20 years of experience. Bell & Pollock can be reached at 303-795-5900. That's 795-5900. Bell & Pollock are the troubleshooter attorneys Tom Martino calls for legal advice. Find them at troubleshooter.com.
Put yourself down. This isn't the real you. You used to be happy and have confidence in dreams, remember? Well, it's time to get it back. You owe it to yourself to pick up the phone and call for a powerful free tape that can help you get your life back. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. Please, let me help you help yourself. Call 1-800-400-9409. That's 1-800-400-9409. 1-800-400-9409.
When moms send their kids off to school, they do all they can to help keep them healthy.
If you touch someone else's desk, honey, wash your hands. If you share your crayons, go wash your hands. If you touch anything,
I know, go wash my hands.
Moms also know the importance of good nutrition, and that can include Flintstones Plus Immunity Support. This complete multivitamin has as much vitamin C as 3 oranges to help keep kids healthy. Flintstones Plus Immunity Support. Moms can trust them, kids will love them.
When people come into Radio Shack and ask me if we've got Bluetooth, it's like asking a bait store guy if he carries worms. I mean, we're crawling with Motorola Bluetooth products. Need a Bluetooth-enabled phone from Sprint or Singular, like a Motorola Razr? No problem. Already have a Motorola Razr and you want to accessorize it? Also, not a problem. See, that's what Radio Shack sales associates like me do for a living.
For all your Bluetooth needs, head to Radio Shack, your neighborhood wireless store.
Only one person gets to be the most important person in a business. And in this business, that's Jan.
Jeez, I'm just an account manager.
You keep your big accounts happy.
Yeah?
Then you're the most important person in the business.
Fine.
That means she's got to be ready. And she is, with a platform built on Microsoft software.
Well, when I'm working with clients, I can get answers for them immediately from production, distribution, billing, anywhere.
It's an all-access pass.
It does keep my clients happy. We've got one of the highest retention rates in our industry.
Spoken like the most important person in the business, which you are. Until...
Until what?
Until a client calls Nancy, making Nancy the most important person in the business. Nancy, where you going?
With the right software, all your people can be the most important person in the business. Find out how at Microsoft.com/people ready. Microsoft, software for the people ready business.
I'm Elizabeth Rome. There's something I want to tell you that can save your life. It's the connection between some types of HPV, the human papillomavirus, and cervical cancer, a cancer diagnosed in thousands of American women each year. But cervical cancer can be prevented through recommended Pap screening and treatment if detected. Help others make the connection between cervical cancer and HPV. To learn more, visit maketheconnection.org. Sponsored by the Cancer Research and Prevention Foundation and Step Up Women's Network, with support from Merck.
Are you a music fan? Do you sometimes feel like people aren't listening to you? Like your opinion doesn't matter? Well, at RateTheMusic.com, we want your opinion, and it does matter to us, and to radio and record executives across the country. At RateTheMusic.com, you can rate the music you love and voice your opinions on the music you hate. Signing up is as easy as visiting us now at www.RateTheMusic.com. Let your voice be heard at RateTheMusic.com.
The J. Marvin Show on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Good morning. This is Aaron Hart filling in for Jay. It's a good day to be in America. That's my sigh of relief. It's like, yay, my country's back. We've got checks and balances, maybe law and order restored. Hurrah. Competency. What a concept. 1-303-713-7600 if you're outside the metro area. We have full lines at the moment, but do please get in. I want to hear from you. I know Jay's been doing a lot of guests lately, but I just want to hear from you. I love listener-driven radio, and that's what we want. We want to hear from you. Now, the funniest line I heard lately about whether is Bush bipolar or bipartisan, because it came out, hi, Nancy, hi, Harry, I'm going to make nice, serve you pasta, chocolate. I don't know what he's making Henry Reid eat while he's eating crow, but, it was a Washington Post reporter, Dana Milbank, who used that phrase, and it's because Bush, out of one side of his mouth, is going, I'm going to cooperate, we're going to get things done, and out of the other side of his mouth, he is trying to shove John Bolton and the Terror Surveillance Act under the radar into this lame duck session. No. We have democracy back. We're not going there. Greg in Westminster, welcome to AM 760 Progressive Talk. Good morning.
Hi, Aaron. I've talked to you before. Something that I would like to see, I would like liberals to come out in their churches and say they're liberal, basically coming out of the closet and saying that we are moral. We do believe in the same thing that the so-called conservatives do when it comes to religion, but we won't stand for some of the things that are going on. I think that we let the conservatives speak the voice of the church where they're not. They're not at all. In a little bit of my background, I actually know Ted Haggard. I taught his children in Sunday school. I went to the church when it was 200 people. Ted and I didn't see eye to eye. I left the church and basically became a liberal. But anyway, I think that there's a big misconception. There's two labels that we have, is that liberals are not moral and that we're not strong in defense. I was also in the Air Force for 20 years. So we need to stand up. We need to say what we believe. And then we're not going to let the church tell us what we believe when it comes to our political views. And the political views are better for the church when it comes to compassion, working for the poor, all of the reasons that they talk about, which they don't even believe. They go completely against that.
Look, you're preaching to the choir here. I'm a board member, a guiding board member of a group called Faith Forward. Have you heard of them?
No, I have not.
It's faithforward.net. We're a group of progressives, and we're from various religions, but we basically figure that we needed to speak up, and we formed it about 2 years ago, 3 years ago, and hold events. We had one here up on the estate tax, and, you know, it's just really important to start talking about these issues and also to reach out to evangelicals, too, because they're very concerned about poverty issues, about environmental issues. They're beginning to change and come around on those issues. I think we can find some common ground, but I agree with you. I think the liberals were painted as being godless, heathen jerks who didn't have, who were able to change their minds at any given moment about their ethics, and that's not true. The other thing, I think you're absolutely right, was not for the war in Iraq, but I could understand why we went into Afghanistan, and I will be watching Robert Gates's nomination because he was the one who first funded Osama bin Laden. So, well, maybe he can find him, on the other hand. But I think we have to, as you say, come out of the closet more. Now, I have a question about Haggard, because did you have any sense that he was closeted?
Hi, that's really an interesting question. I believe that they knew in the church, and I believe it's something that they just disregarded all the way along. And I have certain theories about what's going on. And, you know, honestly, people are really hard on him, but he had some good ideas. He brought some really liberal ideas into the organization that he was president of.
Yes, he did.
Was trying to force them to accept global warming,
yep.
Work on certain things. So, you know, I mean, I don't want to be a conspiracy theorist, but I think there was something going on. They knew, and they were holding something and saying, hey, you know, you say this, but, you know, we're going to hold this behind.
I
had a feeling a long time ago about that, and I think that they knew, and they even said so.
Well, it's interesting because Dan Savage wrote a great piece about the whole issue. Dan Savage is a sex columnist, prominent gay activist, and married man with a child, who's written some very funny books. And Dan wrote this piece, I think it was in the New York Times op-ed page, that a friend of mine from Colorado sent me, one of the supporters of Referendum 1. And he said that, you know, it's the once all the best men, gay men were closeted, all the only adults you meet and find in the closet are fearful, the pathetic, and the hypocritical. He also adds that even those delighted by Mr. Haggard's disgrace and disclosure, I count myself among their number, we ache for his five children, all the sufferings now for the sins of their father. Let me be clear, their father's sin is not his sexual orientation, but his deceit and hypocrisy. His sin is the closet. And I think we need to remember that too, don't we? I mean, it's just so sad and tragic that these gay men feel forced into a closet by strict and the omerta of having to live in secret.
Well, I
it's
I agree
just sad.
With you. And I mean, the thing for me is, you know what? If he's gay, so what? You know what?
Who cares?
He still has
his
parishioners. You know, I mean, well, yeah, that's a whole different subject. But you know that part. And basically, honestly, I do believe that everything else could have been, the church could have looked, one way, but I think he was fired because he was gay. That's what it comes down to.
So do I. And thank you so much for your call. I appreciate it, and I agree with you that we need to stand up more for our opinions and for our beliefs. We've run out of time for this hour, but that doesn't mean I don't want to talk to you, so please hang in through the news. Please stay with us here on J. Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I want to talk to you. We've got all kinds of things to discover and to talk about with each other. What are the hot buttons that are coming up for you? Will Harry Reid be able to fight his way through as the head of the Senate? What's going to happen? It's 303-713-7600. I'm Aaron Hart, filling in for J. Marvin on his show. Do please join us. We have ample room for you in our country today.
AM 760 with J. Marvin, mornings at 6. At 10 a.m., it's Al Franken, Ed Schultz at 1, and Randy Rhodes at 4. Get the real story on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being less dependent on glasses and contacts, being able to read the alarm clock, or not having to fumble with messy, cumbersome contacts. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable to everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved technology for a fraction of what other providers charge. Our independent surgeons have helped hundreds of thousands of people see better. Let us do the same for you. We'd like to send you a free information kit that'll answer all your questions about LASIK and show you how you can finance your LASIK procedure absolutely interest-free. That's right, 0% financing. Call us now at 1-800-600-4704. That's 1-800-600-4704. 1-800-600-4704.
Jay Marvin, Al Franken, Ed Schultz, Randy Rhodes. This is AM 760, Progressive Talk.
KKZN, Morton, Denver, Boulder.
And on AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Setapani. Out with Donald Rumsfeld, in with Robert Gates. Joint Chiefs Chairman Peter Pay says the Pentagon leadership change by itself won't have a direct impact on the war in Iraq. But Pace tells the CBS News early show changes are coming.
We need to give ourselves a good, honest scrub about what is working and what is not working. What are the impediments to progress?
Former Senator George McGovern, a leading critic of the war in Vietnam, heads back to Washington next week to tell fellow Democrats they won't be in power long if the war in Iraq drags on. McGovern has a plan to bring the troops home by next June.
Not a stampede for the border, none of this cut-and-run nonsense, but a systematic withdrawal of our forces over a six-month period, and then extend a helping hand to rebuild what has been destroyed in Iraq.
I'm Tammy McCormick in Baghdad. Iraq's health minister estimates 150,000 Iraqis have died in the war. That's three times higher than previous estimates, but nowhere near the figure published recently in the British medical journal Lancet, more than 650,000. Still, there's been no official count, and we may never have accurate numbers.
Three more Americans and six Iraqi soldiers have been killed in the latest fighting. Nevada Democrat Harry Reid, in line to become the new Senate Majority Leader, stops by the White House for coffee and conversation this morning. Reid and the president will try to find out where they can work together the next 2 years. CBS's Cheryl Atkinson looks at key points on the Democratic agenda.
Issues that were mere notions last week are now front and center, raising the minimum wage, passing the 9/11 commission recommendations, and letting the government negotiate cheaper group drug prices with pharmaceutical companies.
Some laid-off airline workers going back to the job. Live to CBS's Jim Shanovey. Jim, business must be good.
Good enough that two major airlines, Delta and Northwest, are offering jobs to a substantial number of pilots and flight attendants who had been furloughed during 15 months of cutbacks under bankruptcy. Delta will recall 1,000 of its 3,800 flight attendants. 300 had already been recalled. Northwest has offered jobs to more than 400 pilots. But those jobs pay less now.
Military man based in Florida is facing charges that could land him behind bars for years. CBS's Peter King has that.
An Eglin Air Force Base captain faces a court-martial for raping four men. The Air Force says Captain Devery Taylor was the chief of patient administration for the base's medical support squadron. This comes after the military's equivalent of a grand jury inquiry, which included vivid testimony by his accusers.
In Washington State, first came the floods, then the looters. Pierce County Sheriff's Detective Ed Troyer says it's a real problem.
While they're gone, obviously in a distressed situation, people are going in and kicking doors and burglarizing their houses and taking their TVs, computers, coins, and anything else that's not tied down.
In early Wall Street trading, the Dow Industrials are ahead 18 points. NASDAQ is up 7. This is CBS News.
You, line dancing with space aliens. Leprechauns playing hopscotch. Hot guy in the cover of a romance novel braiding your hair. Hot guy in the cover of a romance novel braiding his own hair. Genghis Khan in underwear that reads Saturday, but it's Monday. Dreams. They can be strange and magical. But if you can't sleep, you can't dream. So ask your doctor about Rosarum, a sleep aid like no other. Approved for adults having trouble falling asleep. Rosarum is the first and only prescription sleep aid that in clinical studies shows no potential for abuse or dependence. So you can get to sleep. And maybe your dreams will get to see you again.
Don't take Rosarum if you're taking Lubox, Fluvoxamine, or have severe liver problems. Avoid taking it with alcohol. Don't drive or operate machinery until you know how you'll react to Rosarum. Rosarum may affect certain hormones. Consult your doctor about how this may affect you, or if If your insomnia doesn't improve, take Rosarin right before bed. Side effects may include drowsiness, fatigue, and dizziness. Individual results may vary. Ask your doctor today if Rosarin is right for you. For more information, call 1-877-ROSARIN-1. CRN Prevention Magazine or visit Rosarin.com.
Unicorns, mermaids, gargoyles, dragons.
Bot Corey Lopez with an AM 760 local news update now. A nice, soft blanket of fresh snow promises a good day of skiing for opening day at Breckenridge. The ski resort hoping for more than just good powder.
The really special part of opening day at Breckenridge is that all the opening day proceeds go to local charities, which is great.
Nikki DeFord at Vail Resort says, in the past, Breckenridge has given as much as $5,000 to local charities. Breckenridge joining the growing list of resorts opening up, including Loveland, A-Basin, and Copper Mountain. The loss of Ed Bradley being felt in Aspen, where the veteran CBS News correspondent had a vacation home and hung out with the late Hunter S. Thompson. Bradley liked to hike in the area and was a regular at the famous Woody Creek Tavern.
He'd bring the dogs over. He was a marvelous guy. He'd bring his friends, and his friends would meet him here. And when his wife broke her leg, we sent over food from the tavern, and she sent back a personal note because it was some of her favorite stuff.
That's waitress Rachel Smith. Bradley died of leukemia at the age of 65. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Corey Lopez. Now, Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, Corey. Well, the heaviest traffic is on southbound lanes of I-25. Now, a couple of problems adding to those delays. Southbound 25 between Colorado and Hamden, we got a wreck blocking the left lane and left shoulder. Southbound 25 approaching the Thornton Parkway, three cars also in the left lane. And we still got pretty busy conditions along eastbound Boulder Turnpike, Federal to Pecos, 6th Avenue at I-25, and C-470 across Highlands Ranch. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather today, few clouds early, mostly sunny and cool by afternoon, high of 49. Currently, partly cloudy and 41. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Get a head start on your holiday greeting cards at King Soopers. Choose from over 90 designs, all just 29 cents each. You can upload photos online or in-store to create the perfect customized holiday message. King Soopers, right store, right price.
Hi, folks. Otto the Owl here. Holiday travel in the shopping season is just around the corner. Travel tip number 3. Take the Northwest Parkway. It's the stress-free way to travel to the mall and airport. Go to flywithotto.com for more wise tips.
Isn't it time for a new pair of favorite jeans? Lee has any style you need, including relaxed, loose straight leg, and boot cut, and any wash you want. So it's easy to find what's right for you. Come see the new Lee and find your new favorite pair of jeans at Kohl's. Lee, get what fits.
This is the Jay Marvin Show. Jay Marvin on AM 760. Progressive Talk. Could be
wrong. Earnhardt's filling in for Jay Marvin, and we're in hour 3 of the show. It's shortly after 8 o'clock in the morning, Mile High time. Good morning. Thank you all for joining me. It's a bit chilly out there, but it's going to be sunny, and there's a new day shining in America. Woohoo! It's 303-713-7600. I really want to talk to you about the issues of the day. Lots of things coming over the transom. We're keeping an eye out for it. Daily Coast, double check on Robert Gates. He apparently gave money to Osama bin Laden. He is of the Brent Scowcroft wing of the party, though, which is better news for us, perhaps. Will he? Should he be confirmed? I'm so glad to see the back of Rumsfeld. He looks a little, even if he is a former head of the CIA and possibly connected with Iran-Contra in various and sundry ways. I don't know. I have to know more. I want to be balanced. I want to be fair. I want to listen to the evidence. And I'm glad there will be a hearing with actually some teeth in it. I don't think they'll dare, during the lame duck session, send the Democrats down to the basement, because the ones left in Congress will have to deal with Nancy Pelosi and Harry Reid later. I don't think they'll banish him. It's 303-713-7600. Here's my question for you this hour. We have now spent twice the amount on reconstruction in Iraq that we spent, twice the amount we spent in Germany in World War II. Think the Iraqis are seeing revolution in terms of their country being in better shape? They can't even keep the electricity on. They're losing 125 people a day by their own estimates to violence and death. So, let's see, this $400 billion or so that we have poured in there, what are we doing? And how could we spend money smarter, better, faster? 303-713-7600. I would love to hear from you. Eric in Aurora, thank you for joining me on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Good morning.
Good morning, Aaron.
One thing that I read in when I was reading online was from a Kansas City newspaper talking about the McCaskill campaign. And there was a McCaskill, I think, campaign manager saying that Rush Limbaugh's comment or attacking Michael J. Fox on the stem cell issue brought in maybe $500,000 and helped McCaskill basically win in Missouri, which, with as tight as that race was and as tight as the Senate is, basically gave the Democrats control of the Senate, which is huge.
Excellent.
And that,
thank you, Rushy.
Yeah, thanks. And that made
thanks,
me,
Druggy.
Well, maybe he, had a, he was maybe a little off point there, but
okay, go ahead.
But that goes back to President Bush's first and only veto of the stem cell bill,
right?
Which, thanks to Diana DeGette, was a very measured bill.
Very.
And Bush decided to go right wing and veto it. And
his only veto.
Yeah, his only veto. And look where it got him. It cost him the Senate. And is that veto going to hold? I don't think so.
Well, it's a long trick to go from 51 to 60, but I think I agree with you because I think that you could find five to six Republicans who would vote for to override that particular veto. I think you're right. And I think, you know, this is also going to give cover to the moderate Republicans like Chris Shays, who managed to survive the threat to their, in Congress he is, but who managed to, he's not in the Senate, but he, to survive the threats to them, you know. And this will give the moderate Republicans the ability to form alliances, and he knows that too, I would hope. But, you know, Bush has a way of totally denying everything and ignoring reality. So I don't know. It could go either way, don't you think?
I think the stem cell bill was one of the Democrats' 6 for 06?
Well, I think, yeah,
to bring that back up.
One first 100 hours, minimum wage, Diana DeGette's bill, and some others. But those two are prominent among them, yes. I think they can pass it. Whether it will survive a veto threat, I don't know. But I think we have a very good likelihood. The House, you know, I do believe that there is appetite now to do some things that were not able to be done before. And I do believe that there is going to be more cooperation, at least in the bodies on the Hill, than perhaps in the White House. But do I think he'd veto it again? Sure.
Well, and that's, you know, I mean, Bush will be Bush, but, you know, look where it got him. I mean, it didn't help him, and it didn't help the Republicans.
Well, it's like,
and it didn't help a lot of people that really could benefit from what that research could bring.
No, and Newt Gingrich's point, and making fun of Limbaugh rolling around and making fun of Michael J. Fox, it was tremors and such, and anybody who's known anybody with Parkinson's, you know that that's unfortunately part of the package, depending on which medications you take. And it's just very sad to watch. I mean, that was the lowest thing I've ever seen him do, other than, like, call Hillary Clinton a murderer, which he's also done, which is when I stopped listening to him more than 5 minutes. I just, you know, I can't stand it. I just really can't. And,
well,
go ahead.
No, go ahead. I was just going to say, you know, I agree with what you're saying, and I was just going to sign off.
Well,
and
Newt
thank
Gingrich,
you for all you do.
I think you're absolutely right in terms of the Republicans need to look in the mirror for why they lost. They lost because, as Newt Gingrich says, competency, corruption, that's why they people bailed on them. And if my friend from Tacoma's 69-year-old father, you know, has voted Republican his entire life, deserts him, then they were in real trouble, real trouble. And I know an 80-year-old woman in Wisconsin, for example, on a separate issue, on the gay marriage or gay partnership issue, and she was like, well, should I vote for this? She was asking her daughter, you know, should I vote for this or not? And her daughter explained to her, this doesn't mean they can get married in church. It just means that they'll have full rights. And she said, oh, well, when you put it that way, I want them to have full rights. I hope next time Colorado can pass it, because if they can pass it in Arizona, we have hope. But I do think this opens the door for things like partnership rights, for stem cell research, for bringing sanity back into science and the teaching of science. I hope so anyway. Don't you?
Oh, yeah. I mean, but it's, it's kind of a sad commentary to some take that you're speaking for we need sanity in science.
Yeah, I know.
It should always go without having to be said, but of course
that's
not the case.
Well, now that I've learned algebra, Karl Rove can't fool me anymore with the numbers. Thank you very much for your call. I'm, by the way, for those of you who don't know, I'm back in college, and Pedro and I are going to college. And it's very interesting. I mean, I actually saved $1,000 on my mortgage by looking at it and going, you know, that interest rate is not, they're not escrowing it right. This is wrong. So who knew? I know, my former teachers in Colorado are listening, they're falling down on the floor. She did well in math? Goodness, there must be change in America. Jay in Suffolk County, welcome. It is Jay, right, or Jim? Jeff. Well, one of these days I'll get it right. Jeff in Suffolk County. The perils of listening to a name in your ear. Go ahead.
Well, I just wanted to comment on some of the things that the Democrats should do.
Excellent.
And the gentleman before, you know, he brought up the point that, well, Bush is just going to veto it anyway. Well, if the Democrats set the agenda and set Bush on the defense of having to veto good bills,
if we
put good legislation in front and he vetoes it, the chances of us gaining the presidency in 2008 have just gone up.
Yep.
Okay. So with that, we got to keep those things in mind. The other thing is we have to stay on our representatives to create good legislation. They say they are.
Yes.
But I think after about 6 months, they kind of forget how they got there sometimes.
And I do not want to see them stroll down to K Street with their hands and their, you know, open. I really want to see so much influence and money out of politics. And I know we have to be careful of free speech issues, but this has gotten crazy. I mean, there used to be like one lobbyist for every 600 there are now. And that's just nuts. You know what I mean?
There has to actually be some reform, some actual reform.
Absolutely.
And hopefully we'll bring that to the table. It sounds like McCain would actually go for some reform. Let's put him, their next hopeful, on the defensive and see if he'll actually sign on to the legislation of actual reform.
Good point. Now that he needs their money to run for higher office. Absolutely. Absolutely. Go ahead.
We have the opportunity here, and we have a tremendous opportunity to do all these right things. And what I hope is that what happened in 1992 when they all the backbiting and everybody was trying to set themselves up to be the next presidential elect.
Yep.
Those kind of things cannot happen.
No, I agree with you. But you know, the candidates in the House and the Senate, though, so far, I think people like Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, I think they're too smart to get into that. I hope so, anyway. I hope so.
Well, one of the things I wanted to say also is a solution to Iraq, and the solution is to pull our troops out to the edges and the fringes of Kuwait, Afghanistan,
the John Murtha plan.
Well, yeah, and I believe that plan will work if we train more Rangers and be more specialized to go in instead of us having the target on our backs. They're going to have to, like cockroaches, crawl out of the woodwork and to do their dirty deeds, they're going to have to crawl out of the woodwork. Well, if we have Rangers, if we have SEALs, if we have people ready to infiltrate as soon as they crawl out, they have the target on their back. And that's what we need to do. And if that's John Murtha's plan, that's a great plan.
It's very close to it. Thank you very much for your call, Jeff. I appreciate it. Take care. It's 303-713-7600. Look, there's more than enough room for you. I want to hear from you. This is your election day, too. And if you were wounded, if you're a right-wing Republican and you're worried about whether you're ever going to have a say again, I think you can tell, yes, I'm gleeful. Yes, I chortle. And yes, I make fun of them, too. But it doesn't mean I won't listen to you. You know, it doesn't mean that I won't try to get an edge right, but let's try not to talk over each other. And I'll try to remember to say, hey, my turn, your turn, my turn, your turn. I'm filling in for Jay Marvin. It's 303-713-7600. I'd love to talk to you. We've got Robert Gates to discuss. We've got legislative efforts to discuss. We've got Colorado to discuss.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Are you thinking about buying a used car, truck, or SUV? Well, you'll save time and a boatload of cash guaranteed at CheaperUsedAutos.com. You'll be amazed at the selection. Over 800 cars, trucks, and SUVs right at your fingertips. And right here in Denver. All makes, all models, even program cars. All with special, low internet pricing. CheaperUsedAutos.com. You're gonna love it. Find what you're looking for now at CheaperUsedAutos.com.
And Hamden to watch out for. Again, it was blocking the left-hand lane. Looks like for the most part it has been cleared off to the side of the road, so traffic should start to move through there again. Weather today, looking for a few high clouds early, mostly sunny and cool later on, high of 49, currently partly cloudy and 41. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Let Freeway 4 give you the edge this winter with a loaded 04 Explorer or Trailblazer for just $13.9. That's right, get your choice of a loaded 04 Explorer or Trailblazer for just $13.9. Peace of mind on a budget. Freeway Ford, I-25 in Evans, Longmont Ford, 3rd and Alpine, or cheaperfords.com.
The professionals at Medical Billing Office in Aurora remind everyone that America's greatest resource is her youth. Parents, kids are exposed to many dangers. Know the dangers of drug and alcohol abuse and tell your children early. Get the facts. Call 1-800-662-HELP. Remember, a loving home is the key to a safer and drug-free community. This important message courtesy of the fine staff at Medical Billing Office at 10730 East Bethany Drive in Aurora. Call Medical Billing Office at 303-337-7729. Teaching seminars are available for doctors and their staffs.
Boulder Valley Crane Service reminds this Veterans Day, express your support for the men and women who proudly serve our country. Today's military personnel work long hours and make many sacrifices for us. They deserve recognition year-round, and especially at this time of year, when we celebrate the freedom they've struggled to uphold. Let's salute them and remember those who have gone on before them. This is from Boulder Valley Crane Service, proudly serving the community for 10 years. Boulder Valley Crane Service. People who care.
Imagine your dog is at work and you're the one locked inside at home.
Master gone. Have to go. Door shut. Have to go. No car coming home. Have to go back.
What your best friend needs is a dog door from Hale Security Pet Door. Choose from all sizes, all energy efficient with a 5-year warranty and able to fit into glass, sliding doors, walls, even brick. Come home to a happy pet and clean floors. Call Hale Security Pet Doors at 303-649-1819 or go to halepetdoor.com.
It's as simple as dividing by two. The Joseph A. Bank half off sale. All the value at half the price. Hundreds of finely tailored suits, suit separates, and luxurious tuxedos half off. That's hundreds of suits in every store, half off. Consider a huge selection of handcrafted sport coats and dress pants, half off. Even an incredible selection of top coats and leather jackets, you guessed it, half off. Plus an extra bonus. All of our famous traveler dress shirts and sport shirts are on sale, with the entire stock of traveler knit shirts half off. The Joseph A. Bank half-off sale. America's best menswear at half the price.
Joseph A. Bank, Aspen Grove Lifestyle Center, Flatiron Crossing, Cherry Creek, Inglewood, Loveland, Colorado Springs, and coming soon to Aurora and Lakewood.
I've been waiting a long time.
We waited. Then Tuesday, we made it happen.
Looks like it's going to be a great night for Democrats.
We, the Democrats, are in control of the House of Representatives.
The votes are in, and now we've got the House.
Joe Ritter is the next governor.
Thank you, Colorado!
The crowd is just going absolutely crazy. Absolutely erupting in craziness. Incredible night here.
Taking back America.
Just a question of how blue do you want to get, brother?
This is AM 760 Progressive Talk.
On the other hand, the readout I got from the meeting is it was primarily focused on the lame duck session. We've got a Vietnam free trade agreement that we want to get done, an Indian civil nuclear agreement that's of great importance. Obviously, the budget matters. The Outer Continental Shelf, nominations John Bolton, and also, if possible, Bob Gates and the Terror Surveillance Act. So,
it doesn't have any warrants that they'll ignore Dianne Feinstein's modest, more scaled-down bill that actually allows for legal oversight of their ability to spy on people. Wow! They'll try not to get that done, though. And you know what? They should be stopped. They should be stopped. I mean, Jonathan Turley has been wonderful, the constitutional lawyer. Is he from Georgetown University? Or George Washington University. He's amazing because he's right. They have been trampling the Constitution, and we should all be very glad that we have come back from that brink. It's 303-713-7600. Make some noise. Cheer. We won. And now it's, you know, there's time enough to be gracious in victory. But you know what? There's nothing wrong with a little down out, flat out celebrating, because it has been a long, cold stretch. 6 years in the wilderness. And the Democrats in the House have been in the wilderness since when, 94? So this is a long time coming. We need some changes made, and I think some of them will get done. And that's the way it's supposed to be. It's not supposed to be about governments relegated to basement hearings. Ugh. Bob in Aurora, good morning and welcome.
Good morning, Aaron. How you doing?
I'm pretty swell.
Good. I am very happy, elated. Hallelujah. Before I get into one, I want to give a great big fat kiss to that oxymoron, our buddy at Rush. Because thanks to his oxymoron, his gyrations and everything on Michael Fox, I think he certainly helped us win that real tough state.
I think he brought some people out to the polls in Missouri for sure.
Oh, yeah. Let's give credit where credit is due. I mean, you know.
Thank you, Rushy.
Thanks, Rushy.
Mwah! I never thought I'd throw a kiss at Rush Limbaugh, but there you go.
Well, yeah, I'm a part-time limo driver, and I was out with a bunch of people from the limo business, and, of course, a lot of them are independent, so they were crying yesterday. I ran out of tissue giving them the, you know, and I said to them very simply, I said, hey, we're not celebrating and jumping up and down like we won a lottery. I said, this is like going out and having five or six people compete for a job, and you find out you're the guy that got the job.
Yes.
All that means now is you got to show that you know what the hell you're doing. You've got to put up. It's not the fact that you can lay back and put your feet on the table and start being a Republican and seeing how you can run over to K Street and start getting all the graft and everything else now.
Yep.
And that's something that we as Democrats have to make sure that we have transparency, that we don't fall into that same little thing that they fell into, you know, where they think that they don't owe anything to the country. I think the country spoke. There was Republicans that voted. There was independents that voted, as well as Democrats. So it's not a Democratic victory. It's a nation's victory.
I wouldn't be surprised if half the Republicans in Bush's cabinet voted for Democrats.
Well, you certainly didn't hear a lot of crying over Rumsfeld leaving, did you?
No. I did not hear copious weeping.
Oh, no.
I did not. That loon from California who's Duncan Hunter is going to run for a president. Oh, that'll be fun.
Oh.
I love the people who have announced so far. Duncan Hunter from California and Tom Vilsack from Iowa, who I like, but do you think he has a shot? I don't.
I think it's too early to worry about 06.
I don't want to worry about 08.
Oh,
I want to worry about 07.
Oh, we've got stuff to do right now, and I hope they're not going to try to placate us by saying, well, we're going to play fair, and then in the next session of Congress, before all the crooks run out, they're going to see how much they're going to see how many drinks they can get out of the bar before the Titanic goes down.
Very, very, very good point. And thank you so much, because we do need to sound a note of warning as well. Thank you very much for your call. I appreciate it. And I really want change and reform, but you know, and Pelosi's going to play it. I hope a balance and read of. Hi, carrot and stick. We want to negotiate, but if you don't negotiate, we're going to be tough. I do not want rollover Democrats. I do not want to see robo-Democrat. I do not want to see, show us where to go, we will go there. No. We've had enough of that. I want the word no to be said loud and clear when it's wrong. Now, Reid said today he's going to stand up for his principles. Let's make sure that happens. Mike in Niwot, welcome to AM 760 and Progressive Talk. Good morning. Oh, Susan in Colorado Springs. Sorry, Mike.
Hi, this is Susan in Colorado Springs.
Hi, Susan in Colorado Springs.
Hi, I have to talk fast. I'm at payphone in Manitou Springs, and I want to know, I'll write the second check for $50, and could you please give the address? A lot of people do not have computers, and I'd love to send in $50 to Air America.
Okay, I will check with John. I'm not sure whether they're taking money like that, but I will double check.
Well, why?
Well, I don't know whether they're taking...
Wait a minute.
I don't know whether they're doing a subscription drive, but you want to hear it live now, or do you want to hear it on the radio later? John, do you have an address where they can send money to Air America? I'll tell you what, I'll put you on hold.
Can I say something real fast? Because I only have 10 cents left. I'm at the phone booth. I also want to thank very much Gus Winbag for letting the Democrats win. And we also need to bring back the fairness doctrine to do away with the no facts, Fox News, Hannity, O'Reilly, and Gus Winbag and all the other neocon infomercials. Thank you so much for being there. And all my best to Jay today.
Yes, thank you very much. It's all our best to Jay. We hope he does well with his test and everything goes super, super duper. Mike in Niwot, welcome.
And how are you doing?
Pretty swell. How are you?
Good, good. You know, there are two things I wanted to mention. One is the next 2 months are very important because we've still got this lame duck Congress and we've got a president. For the next 2 months, we've still got the Republicans totally in control except for one thing, and that is to find out if our own people have enough backbone in the Senate to stand up with filibusters if necessary to stop this juggernaut that's been going for the last 6 years.
They had better, and they better not accept this draconian version of the Terror Surveillance Act either. They better not go for Bolton. But see, I don't think they will, because once of all, they would lose us, which would be sad, and then they would also, and dangerous, and they would also, if they don't stand up to him now, the Republicans are going to think they can thwart them in the coming session. So
I think, Aaron, because we're taking over the Congress in January, we're going to have the courage that we did not have when Alito and Roberts were nominated for the Supreme Court. Unfortunately, the Supreme Court has already been damaged irrevocably for the next generation, but we must not forget one thing. There are many vacancies on the courts of appeals and the U.S. district courts, and Joe Biden is a great guy. He's a great guy. He's been a great guy for the last 30 years, and he's going to have the gatekeeper position on those judicial nominations. Now, there is one other thing that I'd like to address, a question that you raised a few moments ago, Aaron. And you raised the question, what can we do about the cost of rebuilding Iraq? And there's a lot we can do, because we will now have this chairmanship of the House Ethics Committee.
Henry Waxman.
Yes. And Henry Waxman is another man of great courage and great integrity.
Mm-hmm.
And you will see the president of Halliburton testifying and
under oath.
Questions.
And Maria Cantwell will be able to get the oil ministers under oath.
Absolutely. And you think that the cost of reconstruction in Iraq has been exorbitant? It has. But it need not be. And I think that we can depend, regardless of what George Bush wants to do, we're going to now bring these people out from under their rocks, and we're going to have them answer for what they've done for the past 6 years, and we're going to totally change not only what we're doing in the House and the Senate, but we're going to change what's happening in the executive offices.
And oversight is what the government is about. That's what our founding fathers and mothers wanted. To behave any differently is just flat out wrong. No matter, even if we, let's say that we could take the presidency as well in 2008. I still want oversight.
Absolutely.
I don't want people to get a free ride to do anything they want. I don't want corruption in Congress or anywhere else.
And we've seen nothing but corruption in Washington in the last years. It's become the order of the day.
Yep. Thank you very much. Yep. Along with your latte. 303-713-7600. Pick up your lattes. If not your pitchforks, give us a call at 303-713-7600.
A nutcracker transforms into a prince. A young girl becomes a princess. Snowflakes and flowers dance. It's time for one of the holiday's greatest family traditions. Experience the Moscow Ballet's Great Russian Nutcracker, coming to the Paramount Theater December 16th for two exclusive performances only. Buy your tickets now at Ticketmaster.com or log on to DenverNutcracker.com. The Great Russian Nutcracker, an experience your family will never forget.
Today, let's do motorcycle math. We'll start with subtraction. Just because it's a motorcycle doesn't mean insurance benefits can be subtracted. How about addition? What does one rider and two wheels equal? 2 + 1 = 1. One very valuable life that counts. Motorcycle accidents cause devastating injuries. The sum of the parts should equal fair insurance treatment. How can you get hurt twice in one accident? You can get hurt once by the injury and again on the insurance claim. That's 2 divided by 1. I'm Gary Bell of the law firm of Bell & Pollock. Motorcycle injuries are multiplied over your lifetime, multiplied in ways mathematicians can't even calculate. Don't suffer a loss on your insurance claim. At Bell & Pollock, we've solved serious motorcycle insurance injury problems for years. If you need help, call us. We'll help you.
Bell & Pollock can be reached at 303-795-5900. That's 795-5900. Bell & Pollock, consumer lawyers with a history and an attitude. Bell & Pollock are the troubleshooter attorneys Tom Martino calls for legal advice.
A season one for which we can all be thankful. This is from Burrito Delight. They are inviting you to stop in for great Mexican food and friendly service. That's Burrito Delight at 5050 South Federal Boulevard in Inglewood. Family owned and operated for 14 years now. Again, that's Burrito Delight.
Hi, this is Jay Marvin. Let me tell you about Operation Freebird going on at Rockies. It's a law enforcement and community event, and it's great. The Adams County Sheriff's Office, together with local businesses, will be giving away thousands of turkey certificates to needy families. They did it last year. I went. It was really tremendous. They'll also be honoring our men and women of the armed forces with a color guard and national anthem. You can see the Colorado National Guard display with a Black Hawk helicopter, Humvee displays, and an F-16 flyover. There'll be fun and food and live music. And all kinds of activities from the Adams County Sheriff's Office, like the DARE and Child ID program, where you'll receive a kit with your child's picture and fingerprints, the bomb robot, which I fooled around with last year and loved, and canine demonstrations, which are great, and all kinds of activities going on. Plus, the Southwest Adams County Fire and Rescue will be there, as well as the Colorado Division of Wildlife. That's coming up this Saturday, 1 until 4, Rockies Autos at 63rd and Federal. And a special thanks to Bojo's and their award-winning Colorado-style pizza, which they've been serving for over 30 years.
The problem with computers? I don't have a computer, and email seems to be the only way people communicate anymore, especially my grandkids. Then I found out that I didn't need a computer to receive emails and photos. All I needed was my regular phone line and the new Presto service with the HP printing mailbox. It's so easy. Take it out of the box, plug it into the phone jack, and presto, you're connected. You don't have to do a thing. Emails and photos from family and friends print out automatically. It's so easy, you have to see it for yourself. Presto will even send you information absolutely free. Just call 1-800-600-1622. Now you can receive emails and photos from your friends and family without having an expensive, hard-to-use computer. All you need is your regular phone line, so pick up the phone. Call right now for your free information. The number is 1-800-600-1622. 1-800-600-1622. That's 1-800-600-1622.
The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Filling in for Jay Marvin. Good morning. It's a fine morning this Friday before Veterans Day. Everybody remember to mark it. I usually try to remember, thanks to Kurt Vonnegut, to pause at the 11th hour, the 11th minute of the 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month, to remember all of our wars dead, and we have 2,843 in these latest conflagrations. So, in this latest one. So, we need to pause and remember and be grateful as well. It's 303-713-7600. We have a country that has withstood many challenges in our 200 plus years of existence. And we need, I think, to celebrate that as well. See, that's, you know, I really am serious. I was talking to an ex of mine called from New Jersey on election night, and he was like, oh, it doesn't matter, who cares? Because I asked him how the race with Menendez was going, and it was like, oh, and he just let fly this litany of pessimistic, you know, it never works, they're all bums, they're all cheats. You know, call me corny as Colorado in August, but I'm going to say, look, I believe in the system. I think it can work when we let it, when we invest in it. Look what happened. People turned out, and it changed. We changed America. We altered its course. Whatever happens in the next few months, it will be different. And all I can say is hallelujah. Good. And we've got to hold their feet to the fire if they stray. And we can't infight too much either. There is a balance to be walked here. But I am so grateful that we have checks and balances on this insane government who has led us into the dire circumstances that we are in right now. You know, if the economy is doing moderately well for wealthy folks, doesn't mean the middle class is doing well, and it certainly doesn't mean that our prestige overseas or our ability to negotiate with truly dangerous situations has improved at all. It has gone backwards. Look at the Middle East. Look at North Korea. Look at Iran. Please. These guys are lousy at their jobs. It's 303-713-7600. Larry in Conifer. Welcome. Well, I guess Larry went away. John in Denver. Welcome to you.
Aaron, are you there?
Oh, Larry, hi.
Hey, happy Friday.
Happy Friday.
I want to share my jubilation with you and with everyone out there. You know, thank God, it feels like this runaway train finally got some brakes.
Yep.
Thank God.
It does. It seems like, yeah, you know, when you're pressing on, there's no worse feeling than pressing on your brakes and not having them there. None.
I just wanted to talk about checks and balances. I mean, that to me is a fundamental thing that happened. We'll see checks and balances. I think there's a deeper problem, and I wish Democrats, you know, we can address this. I don't think our forefathers and foremothers foresaw the extent of abuse that can happen in this country when one party rules everything. And there's still, I mean, I agree with one of your earlier callers, there's still a couple months left for these clowns to pull off a bunch of stuff before there's a change in hands and power. And I just think, this is my take, and, you know, this a lot of, and I'm liberal as they come, but I think there should be an additional mechanism in place constitutionally if a single party holds House and executive branch.
Well, I think they need to do their jobs. You know, I think that's part of it. And, you know, when you say that, I remember Howard Baker holding Richard Nixon's feet as far, which happened when, you know, in the early 70s. And even though very young, I looked at it and went, oh, my goodness, thank goodness the process works.
Yeah.
You know, and you did have Sam Ervin. I mean, the Democrats were in charge, but still, it is so important, I think, to remember, and this is what I want. I don't want just blind-eyed partisanship. Oh, yeah, we'll do whatever you want. Yeah, we're in power. We'll keep it. Because I think that was the Republicans' mistake. Instead of questioning George Bush and vetting his choices, they just walked in lockstep, which they'd been trained to do by the political hacks, by the consultants, by Karl Rove.
Right.
You know, they've been whipsawed into place. And what I love about our victory is this, is even though you had Rahm Emanuel on one end going, run conservative Democrats, only do what I say, only go in the districts that I want to do, you had Howard Dayton going, that's nice, I want a national party and we're going to work on that.
Right.
But both of them together, the synergy of both of them, even though they didn't agree, I think helped get us elected.
Yeah. Well, so, I think as part of the process, and
as long as people do their jobs, I think we have enough constitutional checks and balances in place. But people need to do their jobs.
I guess there's this element of big money perverting. You know, I watch. You know, our friend Mr. Salazar from Colorado. I don't know. Sometimes the way he votes, I just don't know what he's doing, and I should have hired or voted in a Republican.
Do you mean the senator or the representative?
I mean the senator. Well, actually,
okay.
both of the Salazar boys.
No,
I just don't understand his choices at times.
Hmm.
You know, and I just.
Well, I'm not going to agree with, I don't agree with, you know, Maria Cantwell or Patty Murray on down the line every time they sneeze either.
Right, right.
But I figure that's part of the package. I would rather have somebody. Now, what troubles me about what you said is that you don't understand why. You see, a good candidate to me will explain to me, even if I don't understand, like Hillary Clinton would have to explain to me why she voted for that abomination of banking reform.
Right.
You know,
right.
Don't get, just to get credit card money, not enough. I probably wouldn't last in office 2 minutes. But anyway, but a good representative or a good senator, even if I disagree with them on some fundamental issue, if they can explain to me how they came to their decision,
right.
Then I can deal with disagreeing with them upon occasion. I can deal with that.
Yeah.
I don't need to walk in lockstep with anyone.
Yeah.
I just don't like this backseat trading. You know, explain to me, full to my face. If you're doing it because you want campaign contributions from credit card companies, then say it and take the heat.
Yeah. I'll say one last thing. I'll go. I think, yeah, top of the list, the other thing, for the sake of the country, Democrat and Republican and Independent, fix paper trail. Got to have a paper trail for our
paper
for
trail
our elections.
On elections. You betcha. As safe, uniform, and accurate as we can make them.
Right.
Absolutely.
Hey, have a great weekend.
You too. John in Denver, welcome to the J. Marvin Show. Good morning.
Hi, how are you?
I'm pretty swell.
Good. Yeah, I'm doing pretty well myself. I mean, I waited 2 hours in line.
2 hours?
2 hours, yeah. At least 2 hours. I started not looking at the watch, but...
You know, I would have been there with you, you know, but if I were voting there, but I got to tell you, I guess I would have tried to think of the poor people in Ohio in the rain in 2004 and just gone, if they can do it, I can too.
Yeah, I didn't have a problem with it, you know. I mean, my back was killing me, but it's okay because I never felt more. I mean, angry is just—it's not even a good word.
I'm going to get teary-eyed here, but I was afraid that people were so disheartened by 2004 that they would never vote again. Because some people were talking like that, you know?
Oh, no.
And I am so glad that people not only came out to vote, but did things like put up with standing in line for 2.5 hours or four.
Yeah, and the line was incredibly long. I mean, after I got done, it was just as long as when I got there. So it's fascinating how, you know, we're not the only ones, and we just need to keep it up and not lose stride. I mean, it just keeps me going. I mean, I used to be independent, and then you talk to these Republicans, and I mean, I told the other day, I said, you know, it's guys like you that made me change to be a Democrat. You guys are it's just like you said, we're there in lockstep, and the same one said the same thing as the other guy.
Yeah, and I don't think that's going to be the case now. I think there will be genuine disagreement. I mean, I remember it was exciting growing up watching hearings, you know, watching the Watergate hearings and seeing our democracy work, seeing our republic, you know, hold up the criminality of a presidency. You know, I mean, it was amazing to watch that and to see the process work. And I believe that, you know, and in the past, I've read about hearings, you know, on war profiteering in World War II. We need to have oversight. Not everybody's going to behave well. And, you know, that's the way the system works, is if we take care of it. And, you know, having watched what happened in Iraq and watching them splinter and watching the possibility of internecine warfare and civil warfare and the way it's degenerated, I hold my democracy and republic much more in value. I want it to be the shining beacon on the hill, if I have to borrow a Reagan phrase.
No, it sounds good to me. I mean, it's like these Republicans. Bush is like a kid in the candy store, the way he's been it's this money laundering scheme that he's doing for all of his pals. It's crazy. And you talk to Republicans, and they can't give you a reason,
no,
still, of why we're there.
No, and that's troubling, too. Thank you so much for your call.
Thank you.
You know, and he is so right. We need to investigate where the money went, how it's being spent, make sure that they come through. Bravo to all of you who waited online. I want to hear about that. It sounds pretty bad. Do you blame the Denver Election Commission, or do you blame Marilyn Hickenlooper? Who are you mad at? And it's 303-713-7600. Amid the joy, we also have to be realistic and fix things. And by the way, let's remember Ed Bradley, too, dead at 65, a bout of leukemia. It got worse very lately, and he went into the hospital. I still can see him in profiling Lena Horne and Timothy McVeigh, chilling interview, 19 Emmys in his sterling career. 303-713-7600. I'm Aaron Hart, filling in for J. Marvin on his show.
We try to tell three good stories every week. And I don't think that you need a lot of movement and graphics to tell a good story.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
Well, if you're headed out along I-70, you'll still find westbound I-70 approaching Colorado a little bogged down. That accident, though, has been cleared. There, westbound I-70 just after Vasquez. I-25 southbound, however, not looking much better. Had a three-car in the left shoulder there approaching the Thornton Parkway. That traffic is still very stop-and-go through North Glen. We have just the normal slowing now on westbound Boulder Turnpike between Sheridan and Broomfield. And watch out for a crash with injuries westbound Evans at Monaco. Weather today? It's going to be a nice one, looking for mostly sunny skies and cool, high of 49. Currently partly cloudy, 41. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760 Progressive Talk.
Visit your Jeep dealer during the 2006 Jeep model year in clearance
at CheaperUsedAutos.com. Are you thinking about buying a used car, truck, or SUV? Well, you'll save time and a boatload of cash guaranteed at CheaperUsedAutos.com. You'll be amazed at the selection. Over 800 cars, trucks, and SUVs right at your fingertips and right here in Denver. All makes, all models, even program cars, all with special, low internet pricing. CheaperUsedAutos.com. You're gonna love it. Find what you're looking for now at CheaperUsedAutos.com.
Those long Colorado winters, bring them on. That massive snowfall, people here love it. That wind that blows, those bone-chilling temps, people in Colorado can take it.
Because they come home to a Wind River Spa. This is Rick Hallett, owner of Wind River Spas. Mountain men and women appreciate the soothing warmth and high quality of a Wind River Spa. The best warranty in the business means peace of mind while you soak. Wind River Spas, made in Colorado, for Colorado. Check us out at windriverspas.com.
Off any service or repair job over $100. For work on your electrical, brakes, suspension, clutch, engine, or transmission, call High Tech Import in Lakewood.
What if I told you that you could learn a new language the same way you learned your first language, with no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills? You'd have every right to be skeptical, especially if you struggled with languages in the past. That's why we want to send you a free demo CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone. You'll find out what U.S. diplomats, over 10,000 schools, and NASA already know. That this is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language. Guaranteed. Call now to request your free CD-ROM and try it with our compliments. Learn a language better than you thought possible and faster than you ever imagined. Call 1-800-500-0604 and we'll rush you the free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today. Remember, there's no tedious translation, memorization, or drills. And the Rosetta Stone program offers 28 different languages. Call for your free Rosetta Stone demo CD-ROM today and see how easy and effective it really is. Call 1-800-500-0604. That's 1-800-500-0604.
Imagine your perfect life when you never have to give money a second thought. Now imagine living that life today and when you retire. Hi, I'm Ross Jardine, and I've taught thousands of people how to make money in the stock market. If you're already trading stocks or options and you're not satisfied with the results, or if you want to trade but you're afraid you'll lose money, let me help you by sending you my free stock investing toolkit. In this kit, you'll get my latest DVD and my easy-to-use stock investor software. This DVD is not a sales pitch, it's valuable instruction, where I show you how to use a proven three-step investing process and the stock investor software to help you make money trading stocks and options. Do you worry about money? Would you like to enjoy financial security? You can start building wealth today with my free stock investing toolkit. To get your free stock investing toolkit and free 30-day membership to Stock Investor, call 1-800-893-1918. This is a limited-time offer, so call 1-800-893-1918. That's 1-800-893-1918.
Now through December 1st, LeafGuard of Colorado is offering you a final chance to get $400 off your next gutter system. Call LeafGuard today and find out about the $400 off offer and schedule your free estimate. Other companies only want to cover up your pre-existing gutters, but LeafGuard will fix the problem for good. For your free estimate and $400 off discount, call 303-289-1409. That's 303-289-1409.
The Army National Guard.
My name is Cheryl Hatcher. I joined the National Guard because of September 11th. I wanted to make the difference in the world. The Guard is a huge help to the community. It's amazing this, the support that we give to the community and that the community gives to us. If you were someone coming to me saying, I want to join the Guard, I would absolutely say that it's really one of the best decisions. We're going to give you your education. There's no way of saying, you know, I can't afford it. Hear the story about how the Guard changed my life at 1-800-GO-GUARD.com.
Sponsored by the Colorado National Guard. Aired by the Colorado Broadcasters Association and this station.
This is Ed Schultz. Keep it locked on to my buddy Jay Marvin, and then stick around for me from 1 to 4 p.m. right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
We've made history. Now we have to make progress.
Amen, sister. Progress. Yeah, I can just sing it and ring it and everything else. Bobby, George, Sherry, Jim, I'm going to try to get to all of you, but if I don't, please hang in. We've got one more hour to go here on the J. Marvin Show. We're doing election analysis with the best analysts in the business. Who are they? You, voters. That's who's the best. Bobby in Evergreen, welcome. Bobby?
Yes.
Howdy.
Hi. Good to hear you, Erin. I just wanted to mention two short things because I have something other important. I don't want to waste all my time, but I wanted to mention the mention of Waxman. He's great. I'm really looking forward to him really kicking, you know what. And I want to remind everybody that the next thing we need to do is give him a lot of support, because we have to remember that every time they stand up and do what we've asked them to do, they're also going to get a lot of hate calls and hate mail. So it's really
good.
Yes,
they are.
It's really good to call them and thank them and thank their staffs, because without the tremendous work the staff does, they wouldn't be able to do what they're doing.
Well, and contribute to your local party infrastructure, too, if you can.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't, because sometimes I criticize him, or if I do, I fully disclose it. So right now I'm not in a position to make a lot of campaign contributions, but I like to think I help out where I can in terms of volunteering.
Right.
Go ahead.
Right. And there is a toll-free Capitol Hill number, too. It's 888-355-3588. And you can ask for any office, including Waxman or Biden or whoever.
Oh, and Biden's going to be part of the Foreign Affairs Committee, and he came out and said that he didn't think the Bolton nomination was going to go, quote, anywhere, unquote.
Well, also remember with Biden, he talks a big game a lot of times, but then falls down on the vote, and he also voted for the whole credit card company thing, so we have to watch.
Yeah, I want to go back into that bill and reform it ASAP.
Mm-hmm.
What else did you want to say quickly?
Well, I also quickly want to thank you for mentioning the Faith Forward. I'm going to look that up.
Faithforward.net.
Right.
Repeat it for other people.
Right. I appreciate that. I did not know about that. I will be looking that up on the...
We'd be happy to have you.
Great. Thank you. Mostly what I want to mention is one of the things that I keep getting discouraged about and have basically come to the point of giving up with politically is the whole issue of poverty. I'm a dirty hippie commie pinko bum back from, you know, the days of Vietnam and protesting in Berkeley, and we cared about...
I'm glad you've embraced the epithets as your own.
Yeah. It's where I am. It hits me personally, and it hits thousands and thousands of other people, and it has been forgotten by the Democrats. You know, all these people now are having their wish lists. I don't hear, and when I see a forum on the internet, I don't see poverty being raised.
Well, I think it's going to have to come in order, and I think what's happening sort of below the radar, perhaps, is there are a lot of groups in the country who are getting together across party lines. I know that there's been outreach here among progressive religious folks, with evangelical folks, the more conservative kind, I mean, because there are certainly some liberal evangelicals, too. But people who work together to try to work on poverty. For example, here in Seattle, we have a 10-year poverty plan to eradicate it. So it can be done. I think it just needs to be done on a local level, too. And I think that's one way to look for outreach. We've got Democrats now in the state house and in the governor, and remind them often and frequently that those are things that concern you, because the reality is when poor people do better, so does the rest of the country. So that's just necessary, and if they need to argue out of that enlightened self-interest, so be it.
Well, my problem is that I'm speaking out, but I'm alone in this. I don't have support with the campaigns I volunteered for. I don't have support with church groups, liberal church groups. There's too many other things that they want to think about. And I just want to bring up, when you said it has to come in order, the last thing that happened with the budget was cutting Medicaid. There are thousands of people now who have been cut off. They're dying, and we're going to say we got to take you in order.
What I was trying to say is there are going to be priorities, and you have to be realistic about it. And I don't agree with you. I don't agree with you that there's no place to go.
People die in the meantime.
I don't agree with you that there's no place to go. There are plenty of groups who are working in poverty in this country.
It's not making a noise like peace and all this stuff is. It doesn't get the coverage like Cindy Sheehan and all the other things.
No, because it's not as sexy an issue.
That's right.
And I'm just going to be blunt with you. That's why.
It's not
as critical, and it's not as... And I don't think that's right necessarily. I'm just speaking bluntly and honestly to you. I'm not trying to be mean. But it is true. And so the trick is to figure out a way to get it to the forefront of issues. And we'll think some about that in the next hour, Bobby. Thank you. I'm Erin Hart. This is Jay Marvin Show, 303-713-7600. Bobby's got a great point. Talk to it.
AM 760 with Jay Marvin. Mornings at 6. At 10 a.m., it's Al Franken. Ed Schultz at 1. And Randy Rhodes at 4. Get the real story on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Get in the zone. AutoZone.
Poor gas mileage can waste a lot of money. So get to AutoZone and pick up some fuel system cleaner today. Right now, for a limited time at AutoZone, buy Chevron Techron Fuel System Cleaner, and you'll not only restore lost performance and improve your gas mileage, you'll get $3 back by mail-in rebate, too. See store for details. AutoZone has everything you need to start saving gas and money today.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
Are you a music fan? Do you sometimes feel like people aren't listening to you? Like your opinion doesn't matter? Well, at RateTheMusic.com, we want your opinion, and it does matter to us, and to radio and record executives across the country. At RateTheMusic.com, you can rate the music you love and voice your opinions on the music you hate. Signing up is as easy as visiting us now at www.RateTheMusic.com. Let your voice be heard at RateTheMusic.com.
Jay Marvin, Al Franken, Ed Schultz, Randy Rhodes. This is AM 760, Progressive Talk. KKZN, 410 Denver Boulder. And on AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Steve Kathan. The White House is opening its doors to more Democrats. The two top Senate Democrats meet with President Bush with what to do about Iraq, a likely talking point. Live to the White House and CBS's Mark Noller.
Would you invite someone to coffee if he had said you were failed, desperate, in a state of denial and ranting and raving? Well, those are some of the things that soon-to-be Senate Democrat Majority Leader Harry Reid has said about President Bush. And he has portrayed Reid as reveling in his efforts to make America weaker by killing the Patriot Act. But they'll put all that aside as they try to extend a hand of bipartisan cooperation to one another. President Bush says in his job, you can't hold a grudge. Live at the White House, I'm Mark Noller, CBS News.
A voice from the past is chiming in about Iraq. George McGovern, who ran for president in 1972 on a pledge to get the U.S. out of Vietnam, will meet next week with Democrats to talk about the ways to get troops home from Iraq.
Not a stampede for the border, none of this cut-and-run nonsense, but a systematic withdrawal of our forces over a six-month period.
A man said to be the head of Al-Qaeda in Iraq is on a new audio tape claiming 12,000 fighters.
In the tape, he refers to the midterm elections in which he says Americans demonstrated some reason. He even speaks of the U.S. budget deficit and the costs of the war. But he taunts President Bush to stay on the battlefield and announces the beginning of a second phase of the jihad, or holy war. He appeals to his followers by reminding them that dying for the cause of Allah is what they should all strive for.
That's CBS's Cammy McCormick in Baghdad. Two airlines with money trouble have stopped cutting and have started hiring.
Business is picking up for the airlines, good enough that two major air carriers, Delta and Northwest, are offering jobs to a substantial number of pilots and flight attendants who've been furloughed during 15 months of cutbacks under bankruptcy. Delta will recall 1,000 of its 3,800 flight attendants. 300 had already been recalled. Northwest has offered jobs to more than 400 pilots, but those jobs pay less now. Jim Shemavy, CBS News.
If you're a parent, you might take a look under your kids' beds after hearing this story from CBS's Vicki Barker in London.
A pedophile in the English city of Manchester spent 3 months living under the bed of his 12-year-old victim without her mother knowing it. Local police call it unbelievable, but a jury believed it. He's just been jailed for 2 years.
The Borat movie's getting great reviews.
Please, you come see my film. If it's not success, I will be executed.
But two frat brothers in the mockumentary didn't like what they saw and are suing. They say they were duped into drinking and making sexist and racist comments. Oil prices are lower despite a new industry report that says worldwide energy demand will be higher the rest of the year. Right now, checking the action on Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is off just a bit, 14 points. NASDAQ's up 2. This is CBS News.
Feels like I get this same cold every year. So I got the same nighttime medicine I always get. But I was congested all night, so it wasn't the same.
Many cold medicines have changed. NyQuil Cold Flu Relief no longer has a decongestant. New Tylenol Cold Nighttime does. It helps relieve more of your worst cold symptoms, and it helps you sleep. It's one more step towards a pain-free world. Stop. Think. New Tylenol Cold. Take only as directed.
You know when you open a birthday card from Grandma? She's usually good for, what, like $5? Well, now imagine that you have 100 grandmas. It feels like that.
Have you ever gotten out of your car and something catches your eye on the ground? You walk over and find a $5 bill? Okay, now pretend you find a $495 bill next to it. It's just like that.
New GEICO customers report average annual savings of $500 on their car insurance. Discover how it feels and how much you could save. Go to GEICO.com. Simple as that.
Good morning. I'm Corey Lopez with AM 760 local news update now. President Bush says he's deeply saddened by the death of CBS newsman Ed Bradley, the award-winning journalist, a fixture at CBS 60 Minutes, and owned a vacation home in Woody Creek right near Aspen.
He used to come down to the Woody Creek store and get his New York Times almost daily. And I'd run into him there, and, you just chat. As far as I was concerned, the guy was Walter Cronkite or Edward R. Murrow.
That's Woody Creek neighbor Gaylord Guyman. Bradley died of leukemia at the age of 65. One race is still up for grabs here in Colorado. I know Election Day was on Tuesday, but there's about 28,000 absentee ballots still being counted. We don't have a winner in the Secretary of State's race right now. It's free pancakes, music, and fresh powder for skiers celebrating opening day at Breckenridge this morning. Tickets $51 and all the proceeds going to local charities. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Corey Lopez. Now Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, Corey. Well, we're still looking pretty good as we near the end of the commute. We had the Boulder Turnpike a little sluggish westbound Sheridan to Wadsworth. Crash is gone now. Westbound I-70 at Vasquez, southbound 25 at Colorado. But we still had a little fallout approaching the Thornton Parkway, southbound 25 from an earlier collision. Also watch out for a car fire that's popped up westbound I-70 approaching Genesee in the high country. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather today.
Investments and securities involve the risk of loss.
You may not think of yourself as being affluent. You may not think of yourself as a high net worth investor. But it doesn't matter what kind of car you drive or the home you live in. If your investments are $500,000 or more, you're a high net worth investor. And one thing we know about you is that there are 8 common mistakes high net worth investors can make without even knowing it. We're Fisher Investments, and we've put together a special free report just for you. It's called the 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make and How to Avoid Them. It's yours free just for calling 1-800-771-6601. Just avoiding any one of these mistakes could help you better reach your goals now and over time. As your portfolio grows and changes, strategies need to grow and change. That's why this is valuable information you must see. For your free copy of the 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make and How to Avoid Them, pick up the phone now. Call 1-800-771-6601. That's 1-800-771-6601.
I'm Mike Shanahan of the Denver Broncos. Some things I keep secret, like the running back rotation. Other things I share. For mortgages, go see my friends in American Financing.
Thanks, Coach. This is Damian Maldonado, founder of American Financing. We're locally owned and operated. We have no commission loan officers, so our only job is to get you the best loan possible.
Damian, tell us about the Magic Mortgage.
The Magic Mortgage lets you select the payment that's best for your budget. You can choose a regular payment, interest only, or convert it to a 15-year loan without requalifying. You can change your monthly payment any month or every month. Whether you need a refi or a new home loan, we have the widest range of products.
So you make the call. Tell them Mike Shanahan sent you and your appraisal's free. Make the right move. Call my team of experts at American Financing.
We're redefining how home mortgages are done. Call us now at 303-695-7000. That's 695-7000. Or on the net at AmericanFinancing.net.
Once you start saying lower, it sounds pejorative, and I don't mean it that way. Look, one thing did happen. Colorado passed a new minimum wage. It went to up to $6.85. Good news. And now the federal government is going to have to do it to join the other states, and there are more than 22 now, at least 23 with Colorado's addition, who have minimum wage requirements that are higher. I think up here we're a little higher than the rest of the nation. I think we're at 725 now, so or 715. Anyway, it's crucial. The reason why is because, and nobody can live on $7 an hour necessarily either without some kind of tax break help or something, housing help, something. But we need to figure out innovative, creative ways to help lift all boats. And to me, it takes a partnership of business, government, and yup, volunteers, us, people, to help straighten that out. What are your thoughts? But I think that on Nancy Pelosi's list, first 100 hours is to raise the minimum wage. That's good news. George on Capitol Hill, welcome, and thank you for joining us on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Hi, Aaron. This is George, and I'm a leftist-center Republican. Do you want to join in the celebration?
You're welcome. You're welcome in our tent.
Right, and our tent. And I voted for raise the minimum wage. I voted for full civil rights for gays, lesbian, bisexual, transgendered.
Good.
And if they want to be married in the church, and I've said this publicly, fine with me.
But some people's churches wouldn't want that, and that's their right, too.
Sure, but it's their right if they want to do it. That's also their right, isn't it?
They can find a church who will marry them.
Absolutely.
And they will, and they can. There are churches who do it.
Absolutely.
And synagogues.
Absolutely. And I also voted to decriminalize marijuana.
That lost, though, as did referendum one, right?
But we all know that alcohol does more damage than marijuana. We all know that, Aaron.
Well, I still think that you can get addicted to marijuana, too, so
sure.
We differ on that one.
You get addicted to chocolates like I am.
Yeah, but I think marijuana is perhaps a little more serious in terms of how it tears up your
bones.
Yeah, well,
you know, my weight cholesterol goes up with the chocolates, so.
I'm for legalizing, you know, drugs, so, which isn't necessarily a popular belief with the rest of the country, but it's one that I happen to hold.
U.S. District Court Judge John Cain here in Denver is much more liberal than you and I are. He wants to legalize all of them.
Well, I actually admire his opinion and respect it very much.
Sure.
So I could actually go along with it.
I'm saying we're pretty much in the middle on that.
Yep.
But, you know, one of the things happening here in Colorado, and I applied for Governor Ritter's cabinet Tuesday. I'm fairly well known. But, you know, in this business of reaching out to conservative Republicans, moderate and left-of-center Republicans voted for Ritter. The conservative Republicans didn't vote for Bill Ritter.
And they never will. Thank you very much.
Good point.
Good point. Thank you for your call and join the celebration. It's 303-713-7600. We've only got about 50 minutes left, probably 40 with commercials. So join in. Celebrate. Make the noise you've been wanting to make for 3 days. Even if it's, oh, no, ow, we lost. Oh, goodness gracious, ow. I'm doing this on behalf of all my conservative family. Ow, ow. I mean, I can see a few of them rolling around. But, you know, it's okay. You'll be fine. There'll be a balanced government now. Actually, secretly, I think even the Republicans in my family are going, oh, the madman's been restrained. 303-713-7600, Sherry in Denver. Welcome.
Hi, Erin.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm just downright gleeful.
Oh, good.
We've used words like jubilant this morning and elated. And, you know, I know I should think about poverty, too, and I know I should think about serious issues and war, but I actually am pretty happy today.
Well, that's good. It really is. I was until I saw the news last night. Well, actually, I was watching Oberman, but I want to thank you about something first. I sent money to Mercy Corp.
You did?
Yes, and I want to thank you, and I couldn't find your website, and I was going crazy, and I thought...
Oh, it's AaronHartShow.com. But I think it was down for a few days, though.
Oh, yeah. Well, it didn't. Yeah, but because of, I think you and I both got in trouble by the time it was over because of how we felt about what was going on in the Middle East. Because we felt the same way.
So you think
and
they
were both Jewish. So, hello.
You think they torpedoed my website for a little while?
I don't know, but I wanted to tell you because I figured I had to. Mm. And I've got a cousin that sends me Jewish emails all the time. Mm-hmm. I want to, you know, hello. Okay, let's go to something else. I've been there, done that. Get rid of it. Okay. I'm in the car most of the day.
Yes.
I'm a sales rep. Okay. So I heard what Bush did with Pelosi, and I thought, isn't that nice? You know, maybe he is. Okay, you know, maybe he'll come out as being a good president.
It's amazing how often you will let yourself believe
that,
like
a
even
dummy.
For a second,
yeah,
right?
God, you know, you feel so stupid later that you think, I did it again. But he was, you know, I saw the tape on Oberman, and yeah. I saw her with her teeth clenched.
Yeah.
And I thought, must have been a great lunch.
Yeah.
And I thought, you know, okay. But then I saw him later with his vice president and his little cronies all around him saying, you know, we're going to do this, this, and this. And I thought, you know, USOB, you haven't changed one iota.
No, Terror Surveillance Act, John Bolton, they're rubbing their noses in it.
Bolton. Oh, I mean, it was like, but you know what? You know what has to be changed? And I heard it, and I heard it again. And I think our Constitution has to be brought back.
Yeah,
I mean that law that he made is horrible. Okay, now I've got little things. So
and no more signing statements.
Yeah. And how about all these lobbyists? Let's get rid of them. Okay. The other thing is Salazar. Okay, I signed a petition. It went out, and I finally got a message from Salazar saying the reason why he went for it.
Mm-hmm.
What? And I use the term "went for it" was because. They were going to go to trial. There hadn't been any trials. And I thought, now, wait a minute. I'm not one of your stupid politician friends. I read it. I looked at it. And I thought, I'm mad. I don't care. I mean, okay, he can go his own way, and he can think his way, like you said. You know, he doesn't have to do everything. But that's a major, major, major thing. And all the Democrats, except two, and he was one of them, lucky us, you know, went along with Bush.
No.
And I'm sorry. You know, I can do a lot of things, and I'm...
No, that's one where I agree with you sometimes. But, you know, I want him there now because I want him to join the majority to vote,
well,
you see.
Well, but maybe he will, and Lieberman... But the thing,
Bernie Sanders makes up for a lot.
Yeah, he just okay. But I think the thing somebody said yesterday, and I thought it was really funny, was I wonder what he's going to hold over the Democrats. And I thought, you know, you're right. Okay, but those are the, I think the major things that I think that. And I want accountability. I mean, I want that, too. But I want to know. I really do, and I've wanted this from the very beginning, because every time I can't even say, that he is, that every time he did something, or any time his cronies did something, I would say every day, they will do something, they will stop it, they will do something, they will stop it. And it never stopped, and it kept going. Every week it got worse, and I thought, how can you do anything, you know,
Well, that's why the country revolted. I mean, you know, you remember, I mean, back in 2004, even before then, it was still so frustrating to me that still more than half the people believed that we went into Iraq because there were weapons. And I just would freak and go, there weren't any weapons.
Yeah, I know. I mean, where's your head? Get it out of the sand.
Yeah, exactly. But it took a while for the country to shake off the shock of 9/11. To, you know, there, you know, even we can still go, well, maybe Bush will listen to us. I mean,
and then I go,
what am I insane?
Yeah.
What am I crazy?
You
stop
really
that.
Feel that, you know, you think, well, may. And then you, I mean, but yesterday when I saw them, and then I saw the group, and I thought, and then somebody said, oh, he's going to get rid of his vice president. Honey,
but he has given Cheney a big dope slap. He got rid of Rumsfeld, and they were thick as thieves.
Okay, but what was said yesterday? What was said, you know, about how they were going to go do everything. You notice Wonderful was standing behind Dummy, and he And you know who's directing him. It's like a puppeteer, you know. And there he is. And
he came out on the chanchos before the election and said, we're not going to do anything differently. Was that a veiled threat to the president? You better stand in line.
And if the Congress, and if they call me in, I don't have to come. I like that. I don't have to come. And I think he swore. I'm not sure. But I was like, oh, God, you are such a pompous. The other thing I want to say, one other thing, and I'll let you go.
Yep.
The minister... And being gay, okay, I've heard repeatedly...
Oh, you mean Haggard?
Yeah, and
yes.
I've heard everyone say repeatedly, you know, what he was in pushed him into it, da-da-da-da-da. Okay, if he had been a gay that had been in the closet that was ashamed of being gay and did things behind everybody's back and didn't hurt anybody, the only person he would be hurting was himself.
And
I would go,
hey,
that's great.
Yeah.
But he has hurt more people... than anybody wants to admit. And I don't care about him.
No, I think he lived a lie, and he was a hypocrite. He deserves everything he gets in terms of that because he made it such a stance, and he was so hateful. Thank you so much for your call. Have a great day. I'm Erin Hart. It's 303-713-7600. Jim in Louisville, I hope you're still there. We'll get back to your phone calls coming up, 303-713-7600. This is the Erin Hart version of the...
Do you think you have what it takes to become a millionaire? Well, Donald Trump wants to show you how.
I think we've come up with something that is going to be spectacular.
Donald Trump is now offering to the public his Wealth Builders Blueprint System, a proven system that reveals his secrets to generating incredible wealth. And because he believes so much in the power of this blueprint, Donald Trump wants to send you a free tape to help you get started today. Just call 1-800-913-5961. This blueprint is only for people who want to succeed in life, who want to become real estate gurus, who want to become millionaires and have fun doing it.
You're going to learn how to be successful. You're going to learn how to make money. And once you enjoy it, you're going to be successful.
This is your chance. Do you have what it takes? Call now for Donald Trump's powerful free tape. Call 1-800-913-5961. For your free tape, call 1-800-913-5961. 1-800-913-5961.
Now I have my own successful online business. It's already brought in over $175,000 for me.
I grossed over $321,000 and I was able to quit my 9-to-5.
You've heard all the buzz. Everyday people are putting the internet to work, making serious money from the comfort of their own homes with online auctions. So much money, so easily, they're actually quitting their jobs. And so can you, with a free CD from Internet Speedway. Yours absolutely free, just for calling. This free CD shows how easy it is to generate real wealth quickly, with online auctions at sites like the internet's largest marketplace, eBay. And you never have to see, store, or even pay for the products you're selling.
I did over $40,000 in sales last month, and I have my own business now. It's like a dream come true.
The strategies are simple. The money is real, and the CD is free. Call 1-800-226-9008 now to get your free CD. Call 1-800-226-9008. 1-800-226-9008.
What if I told you that you could learn a new language the same way you learned your first language, with no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills? You'd have every right to be skeptical, especially if you struggled with languages in the past. That's why we want to send you a free demo CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone. You'll find out what U.S. diplomats, over 10,000 schools, and NASA already know, that this is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language, guaranteed. Call now to request your free CD-ROM and try it with our compliments. This amazing demo includes 28 languages. Learn a language better than you thought possible and faster than you ever imagined. Call 1-800-339-2117 and we'll rush you the free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today. Remember, there's no tedious translation, memorization, or drills. Call for your free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today and see how easy and effective it really is. The number is 1-800-339-2117. That's 1-800-339-2117.
Saturday in the Flatirons Mall parking lot on Flatiron Circle in Broomfield. Over 400 vehicles will be sold direct to the public. Get $5 cash or a mall gift card just for driving and be eligible for a special $5,000 cash giveaway. Colorado's biggest vehicle liquidation event ends Saturday at 8 p.m. Lenders available on site now through Saturday at the Flatirons Mall parking lot on Flatiron Circle in Broomfield.
$5 giveaway for test drive while supplies last. $5,000 giveaway to be drawn from test drive registrations on December 30th, 2006. Event sponsored by Champion Chrysler Jeep Dodge, Champion Chevy, and Champion Kia.
The J. Marvin Show on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
I feel liberated, and I'm going to
I'm just going to tell you as plainly as I can why. I no longer am going to have to carry the water for people who I don't think deserve having their water carried. Now, you might say, well, why have you been doing it? Because the stakes are high.
Oh, druggy. Oh, oxymoron. Oh, well. Oh, well. We'll be magnanimous. I agree with you. I feel liberated, too, Rush. And I never say I agree with Rush, but I feel liberated, too. It's 303-713-7600. By the way, let me take a quick moment and let you know about a big party coming up. Progressive Now Action will be celebrating with you next Tuesday. Wish I could be there with you. November 14th. From 5 to 7 p.m. at the Wincoop Brewery in lower downtown Denver. That's at the corner of Wincoop and 18th Street. They're inviting the new leadership, Governor-elect Bill Ritter Jr., Lieutenant Governor-elect Barbara O'Brien, Treasury Secretary Kerry Kennedy, Ed Perlmutter, Representative-elect Representative Diana DeGette, John Salazar, Mark Udall, House Speaker Randy Romanov, Senate President Joan Fitzgerald. Come down and celebrate once again next Tuesday evening, November 14th from 5 to 7 p.m. Be there. It's 1-303-713-7600. Jim in Louisville, thank you for waiting, and thanks for joining us.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey, Aaron, very nice to talk to you.
Hoo-hoo.
Listen, I'd like to start out by saying I'm a Democrat, been one all my whole life, and I'm a liberal, and I'm proud of it. And I was so happy to see the results of the election, but I'm already becoming disheartened. I saw Nancy Pelosi on the NewsHour with Jim Lehrer, and she went over her 6 points for her 100-hour plan, minimum wage, lower college student loans, Medicare competes with the drug companies, stop the subsidies for the oil companies, 9/11 commission recommendations, and tax cuts for the middle class. What a disappointment.
Yeah.
What a disappointment.
I know.
Nothing in there was mentioned at all about campaign finance reform. Nothing about the Military Commission Act. I think it's important for us to get our Bill of Rights back. Without habeas corpus, we have no Bill of Rights, and without the Bill of Rights, we have no Constitution.
Oh, I want the habeas corpus part fixed immediately. I mean, they're going to try to jam it through the way Bush wrote it.
I don't hear any.
I think they're going to have to take some amendments now.
I don't hear anybody talking about ethics reform. You know, we have an ethics committee that is absolutely worthless in government because
I know it's headed by Doc
Hastings. Two parties have agreed not to bring any ethics suits against each other.
Yeah, but you see, we'll be in charge of the ethics committee now, and I don't see that happening.
Yeah, but we have an agreement not to bring up anything.
No,
any ethics,
no.
Any ethics
Nancy
against
Pelosi,
Republicans, and the Republicans can't bring up any ethics suits against
Nancy
the Democrats.
Nancy Pelosi has stated clearly. She says if anybody messes up, they will be investigated. She's already said that. I heard her the other day. The other day, right after she was elected. She said it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. No,
well,
she's on
you
record.
Know, that's fine, but I'm trying to say is, what's more important, habeas corpus or the minimum wage?
To people who are living below minimum wage, minimum wage. To people, habeas corpus is a concept that you and I hold dear and that most people do once they, yes. But I agree with you. I think it's going to take work to get that restored into these particular bills, and I think it's going to take a while. And it's going to take some effort and some muscle, and I don't see it happening until we're back in charge. So
the one main thing that
I think when we're back in charge, Arlen Specter will be skipping to join us.
You know, the American people, all the American people want from their government is the truth. I heard Al Franken say the truth is the first moral value. Without truth, there can be no other moral values.
I think he's
if
right.
We have an untruthful government, we have no government. We can forgive stupidity as long as it's not disguised, as long as it's not a disguise for corruption.
Very true.
You know, I mean, I know that everybody's warning for the Democrats not to overreach, but my goodness, don't they understand by this election is all the American people want is honesty in their government.
And
this is what's most important.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Honesty in government, poverty work. You see, we're going to have competing interests. And thank you so much for your call, John, Jim. But it is going to go back and forth. And we are going to have to weigh the efficacy of doing things. Now, minimum wage doesn't appeal to any big business interest except people living in reality, because they know when people are paid more, they do better work, they stay longer, and they tend to get better training. Hey, by the way, instant messages are coming in. I'm glad. It's great to hear me on the radio again, Terry. I appreciate it. I'm glad you listened to me and have listened to me through several purges. Thank you very much. FaithForward.net should be working. It was working this morning, but if it's not working now, I'm glad you found the blog at faithforward.blogspot.com. I'll double-check that link for you, or try to anyway, before I get off the air today and make sure that it's working, or I'll email the webmaster when I get home. Kevin in Fort Collins, thank you for joining us on AM 760 Progressive Talk and the J. Marvin Show. Good morning.
Good morning, Aaron. Enjoyed the show. You had some great callers. I want to wish
Indeed.
Jay well.
Fabulous calls.
Yes, I want to wish Jay well. And
thank you. I'm sure
you
appreciate
also,
that.
And also tell Mary that Jay's going to do fine, and the Larimer County Dems up here in northern Colorado. I want to thank Jay for all his hard work. And
he
helping
did
us
a lot.
Get, he did, and
yep.
And we all thank him. Another thing, I think before we put the cart in front of the horse, and I don't want to sound like a broken record here, but if we don't fix our voting, and the fact that you just mentioned that we don't even know who the Secretary of State in Colorado is because of voting glitches, and there was problems all over the country again, and
yep.
The fact that Bush and his crime family basically forced all these voting machines on all these different counties across the country and then gave them timelines before they could work out all the problems, basically points to the glaring problem that we have to, number one thing, and Ed Schultz mentioned this too with Jay, that we have to fix our voting. If we have the voting fixed, we wouldn't have to worry. If we had good voting in 2000, Bush wouldn't have been in.
No.
If we had good voting in 2004, Kerry would have been president.
Yeah.
All these things are academic if we don't have a voting system that we can trust, and that goes for every county in this country.
Absolutely. I found it supremely... Did you see the news that supremely ironic? They lost 18,000 votes in Catherine Harris's district in Florida.
It's unbelievable.
I know, and you're thinking, you got this stuff in play, woman. Pay the piper.
Exactly, and they're paying some of the price of their dishonesty. But if we don't fix the voting in this country, we're the laughingstock of the world. We're everyone just points at us and goes, yeah, right, like you're the beacon of democracy when you can't even protect your own vote. So it all hinges on that, and all the problems. Just like the lady was talking about poverty, other people were talking about minimum wage, other people. These problems wouldn't be here. We wouldn't have these environmental issues and staring us in the face that Bush has unleashed upon us, the poverty, the tax problems that we gave tons of giveaways to oil companies, the pharmaceuticals. Everything hinges on that vote and the fact. And the next thing after they fix that, they have to fix the fairness doctrine so that we have fairness in our media. And if you listen to any of these other right-wing stations, which I do from time to time, you can't believe it. It's Whiner City. I mean, they're scared to death
mm-hmm.
that the Democrats might actually get health care for people. And I think what they're afraid of is if the American people get a taste of how good this country can actually be instead of how bad it can be, they'll never turn back to Republicans.
Thank you very much. And that's a good point. Thank you very much for your call. Clive in Denver, do hang in if you can, and do please join us. It's your chance to get your licks in about the election. 303-713-7600. Make some noise. 303-713-7600. Get better, Jay. We'll see you back Monday.
I'm Bob Kirkpatrick of Kirkpatrick Remodeling and Home Projects. Over the past 35 years, some of the most fulfilling home projects I've worked on are the ones that allow me to help improve someone else's everyday life. From building a wheelchair ramp to widening doorways, I pride myself on helping to create a barrier-free environment for those with physical disabilities. Kirkpatrick Remodeling and Home Projects is here for you. Call me anytime at 720-529-5442 or look at my work and a list of references online at KirkpatrickWindowsDenver.com.
Today we're talking about legal invisibility. It's what's invisible that counts, right? Do you believe that? Try this. Look at the driver to your right, to your left. Do they have a headache, big headache, small headache, or no headache? How can you tell? What difference does it make anyway? I'm Gary Bell of the law firm of Bell & Pollock. When you've been injured, try to convince the insurance company about your injury. Try it when they tell you they can't even see it. At Bell & Pollock, we've handled injury insurance cases like these successfully for over 20 years. You need a professional on your side. At Bell & Pollock, your life and your claim is managed on a distinguished basis. Injuries destroy lives, change relationships, ruin families, and end careers. Your claim and your life makes all the difference in the world. If you've been injured, you have to protect yourself. You can do this. If you want experienced professionals on your side, call us. We'll help you.
Bell & Pollock. Champions of the people. Bell & Pollock. 303-795-5900. That's 795-5900. Endorsed by Tom Martino at troubleshooter.com.
Please do your part by visiting your local blood center and give a part of yourself. Give the gift of life. This important reminder is courtesy of John and the staff at Mountain Cement Company. Give them a call at 303-295-1940, where they always work for the safety and welfare of the community.
Hi, this is Jay Marvin. Let me tell you about Operation Freebird going on at Rockies. It's a law enforcement and community event, and it's great. The Adams County Sheriff's Office, together with local businesses, will be giving away thousands of turkey certificates to needy families. They did it last year. I went. It was really tremendous. They'll also be honoring our men and women of the armed forces with a color guard and national anthem. You can see the Colorado National Guard display with a Black Hawk helicopter, Humvee displays, and an F-16 flyover. There'll be fun and food and live music. And all kinds of activities from the Adams County Sheriff's Office, like the DARE and Child ID program, where you'll receive a kit with your child's picture and fingerprints, the bomb robot, which I fooled around with last year and loved, and canine demonstrations, which are great, and all kinds of activities going on. Plus, the Southwest Adams County Fire and Rescue will be there, as well as the Colorado Division of Wildlife. That's coming up this Saturday, 1 until 4, Rockies Autos at 63rd and Federal. And a special thanks to Bojo's and their award-winning Colorado-style pizza, which they've been serving for over 30 years.
Are you in sales or do you own a business? If so, think of a number. Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. Okay, so what's stopping you? Chances are it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy, but what if someone had already done the work for you? What if with one phone call you could get your hands on as many new leads as you can handle and actually make that number in your head?
We sold almost $500,000 worth of business, up from maybe one-tenth of that in previous periods. We were caught by surprise with the demand.
It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads mailing lists and business credit reports, and they want to give you 100 sales leads free.
No business in the world can afford to be without it.
No matter what you're selling, Sales Genie has the leads you need, and right now they'll give you 100 absolutely free. That's right, free. Just call 1-800-600-6591. That's 1-800-600-6591. 1-800-600-6591.
This is Ed Schultz. Keep it locked on to my buddy Jay Marvin, and then stick around for me from 1 to 4 p.m. right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Thank you, John Turk, back at the studio. Thanks, Chris Ullinger, and thanks to everyone who makes this show better and better. And Jay Marvin, its host, who just called in to report that he is out of angioplasty and doing well. He's resting. Good on you, Jay. Rest up and see you back here on Monday. I'm Aaron Hart filling in for Jay Marvin at 303-713-7600. I think I'll be filling in for Jay on Turkey Day. I'll probably have my fine and strange and wonderful family on. I have family all over the world, so who knows? Maybe I'll check in with a lot of them, and we'll have a great time. I even have those conservatives in the family. I don't know whether they willingly will come on the air with me, but we'll see. It's 303-713-7600. I'd love to talk to you at that particular number. Clive in Denver, are you still there?
Hello.
Hey, Clive.
Hey, I would give a scream of happiness, but I've lost my voice.
I know.
I was working on Angie Picone's...
Oh, she's going to be at that party, too, on Tuesday night at the Wynn Coop.
Yeah, I hope to be able to go to that.
Now, are you mad at the Reform candidate for ruining her chances? I would be. I would be pissed.
I'm pissed. It's over and done with, and got to move forward. I do want to share with you a couple of things. I am a liberal. I have been a Democrat since I began working my first political campaign. I can't believe this, but actually it was our best president of the 20th century, besides Roosevelt, which was JFK in 1960.
Mm.
So I'm an older person, but boy, I certainly have held my feelings and political leanings from the very beginning. I want to make a couple of points. Clearly, you have so many good callers this morning.
Oh, excellent. This has been a fabulous...
It really has
been. Fabulous show in terms of the callers. They've been wonderful.
I do want to make a point, which I believe is something that quite a few folks have overlooked, and that is, I believe that Pelosi and John Dean, who have both made clear statements that they are not intending... to look at impeachment for Bush. And,
you mean Howard
Dean? Howard Dean. Howard Dean.
Howard Dean. Okay, all right.
I think that is not only a wise statement,
right,
but I think it is a statement which really had to be made, because what both of them know and what most high-ranking Democrats also realize is that if we came out with a bizarre group of attacks on the Republicans in the form of a focus towards impeachment, we would lose so much support that we have gained in this election, and not just from the Republicans, but from some of the centrist independents and Democrats. And I think if we just...
A lot of Reagan Democrats who came back into the party. Yeah, absolutely.
And surprisingly, and quite a few number of evangelicals.
Yes.
What I'm trying to get at is that there is, without question, a whole group of Democrats, and I'm going to kind of run it through quickly. Representative Ike Skelton, who is going to be on the Armed Services Committee in the Democratic-held House, he plans to resurrect the subcommittee on oversights and investigations. Now, what I believe was wise about both Dean and certainly Pelosi in saying that we are not going after Bush is that they didn't even say that we're not going after Bush because right now we don't have the information to do so. But what they did not say is that there are going to be investigations into the conduct of the war, the conduct of
profiteering. Absolutely.
Pentagon spending.
And there should be.
And of course there should be. But I think what's important for people who are anxious to see Bush get his comeuppance, as my mother would used to say, is the reality is we need to begin this procedure in a forum of trying to work with the Republicans initially, because we need to get through to January, and then after January, certainly that committee and Bart Stupak on the House Energy and Commerce Subcommittee on Oversight. That's going to be someone, and of course John Conyers Jr.
And Henry Waxman is the one I think I will watch the most closely, because he's really very intelligent.
The key to this is, because I truly believe that once March, April, May come around this next year, we are going to have these committees, and they are going to have subpoena power, and they are going to start investigating. If it leads to the White House, it will lead to the White House.
But you want to have a paper trail, you want to have proof,
exactly.
Because it's very serious to go. I mean, I don't ever want to see a frivolous impeachment proceeding again in my lifetime.
Absolutely.
I do not want to see rancor like that. I don't want to. It was so petty and so sad and so pathetic what they did to Bill Clinton.
Truly ugly.
It was despicable.
And I
never, ever, ever want us to ever do that. Even if we have more, we have true grounds. We have,
right.
And we have... more than enough evidence to indicate that there has been financial hinkiness involved in the war in Iraq.
Absolutely.
That there has been malfeasance and the misuse of intelligence.
Absolutely.
There is definitely smoke, if not fire. And,
right.
And I believe, but if you don't trace it back, if you don't take the care to lay the bricks and behave as sober men and women going after the annals of power, then you're just get out. Go home.
Absolutely.
Stop it.
That is exactly my point. And I think that that's the point that a lot of people who would love to see this happen right now, they have to be patient and they have to realize that this next 6 months are so critical
We are also in a long-term chess game, as you know, being
Absolutely.
A political activist for years, for the White House in 2008.
Absolutely.
We are in a long-term chess game to again, restore faith
in the
government and the Democrats in general.
Right, and
so,
if we go about it and storm in there like frantic zombies, we are going to turn off the entire
But you also
electric.
Do not. You also do not want to roll over and play dead after you.
I don't believe that's going to happen at all.
I
think it was brilliant of both of them to say. Pelosi, in most important from her to say that we have no intention of going after the president because right now there's no way to do that. If we have
Thank you, Clive. Thank you very, very much. I appreciate it. We're running out of time, though. I got to go to a break. It's 303-713-7600. We're going to a break. We would love to hear from you. We've got a few more minutes of the show. 303-713-7600. I'm not using the royal we. I'm just thinking about John Turk back in the studio. It's 303-713-7600. Robert Gates, what do you think of his nomination? Will probably be part of the topics we'll talk about next week as well. By the way, I'm probably filling in for Jay on Thanksgiving and Friday. I'm just double-checking a number of things, but I think I'm going to do it because I'm having so much fun today. And we'll trade recipes. We'll do a little more of a Turkey Day kind of show, but we'll also talk some more turkey in terms of politics.
When you're looking to build a new facility, there's a lot riding on your shoulders. You have to get a structure that meets your needs. You need one that's built to last. You need to get it built quickly. And most importantly, you need it to stay within budget. What you need is a pre-engineered steel building from Anthem Steel. You won't believe how much you'll save in both time and money with a brand new, built-to-last steel building. For free information on how you can get the building you need with less time and money, call 1-800-771-1868. You can even customize your building. You select the size, you select the style. You can even choose to add the look of brick, stucco, or stone. Building a new facility is a big responsibility. Make it easier by calling Anthem Steel. Achieve your goals faster and with less strain on your budget. For free information, call Anthem Steel at 1-800-771-1868. Call Anthem Steel today, 1-800-771-1868. That's 1-800-771-1868.
Choose from hearty soups, fresh salads, delicious sides, and chef-prepared sandwiches every Monday through Friday. For lunch, meet your friends at CB and Potts restaurants and breweries.
I've been waiting a long time.
We waited. Then Tuesday, we made it happen.
Looks like it's going to be a great night for Democrats.
We, the Democrats, are in control of the House of Representatives.
The votes are in, and now we've got the House.
Joe Ritter is the next governor.
Thank you, Colorado!
The crowd is just going absolutely crazy. Absolutely erupting in craziness. Incredible night here.
Taking back America.
Just a question of how blue do you want to get, brother?
This is AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Imagine your dog is at work, and you're the one locked inside at home.
Master gone. Have to go. Door shut. Have to go. No car coming home. Have to go back.
What your best friend needs is a dog door from Hale Security Pet Door. Choose from all sizes, all energy efficient with a 5-year warranty, and able to fit into glass, sliding doors, walls, even brick. Come home to a happy pet and clean floors. Call Hale Security Pet Doors at 303-649-1819 or go to halepetdoor.com.
What if I told you that you could learn a new language the same way you learnt your first language, with no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills? You'd have every right to be skeptical, especially if you struggled with languages in the past. That's why we want to send you a free demo CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone. You'll find out what U.S. diplomats, over 10,000 schools, and NASA already know, that this is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language, guaranteed. Call now to request your free CD-ROM and try it with our compliments. Learn a language better than you thought possible and faster than you ever imagined. Call 1-800-500-0604 and we'll rush you the free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today. Remember, there's no tedious translation, memorization, or drills. And the Rosetta Stone program offers 28 different languages. Call for your free Rosetta Stone demo CD-ROM today and see how easy and effective it really is. Call 1-800-500-0604. That's 1-800-500-0604.
Imagine your perfect life when you never have to give money a second thought. Now imagine living that life today and when you retire. Hi, I'm Ross Jardine, and I've taught thousands of people how to make money in the stock market. If you're already trading stocks or options and you're not satisfied with your results, or if you want to trade but you're afraid you'll lose money, let me help you by sending you my free stock investing toolkit. In this kit, you'll get my latest DVD and my easy-to-use stock investor software. This DVD is not a sales pitch. It's valuable instruction where I show you how to use a proven three-step investing process and the stock investor software to help you make money trading stocks and options. Do you worry about money? Would you like to enjoy financial security? You can start building wealth today with my free stock investing toolkit. To get your free stock investing toolkit and free 30-day membership to Stock Investor, call 1-800-893-1918. This is a limited-time offer, so call 1-800-893-1918. That's 1-800-893-1918.
The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
I think the Iraqis have got to step up and at least try to fight for their democracy instead of being this crazy country, though Shia wants to kill Sunni. I don't want to ever hear Shia and Sunni again.
Oh, Billow! Every time Keith Olbermann lights into him, I'm just like, yes, worst person in the world, which I used to do, by the way, on the talk radio show I did on the Internet. Dang. I wish I could have. Well, maybe I'll resurrect it again. I started at 96, so I can do it again, right? 97, 98? I don't know. 98. All right, here's the thing. I don't know whether they got it from that. It's a pretty recognizable name, so I'm sure they did. I'm getting some instant messages from my pals in Washington. Thanks for listening on the Internet, too. Kenmore reports. Kenmore Washington rules, writes Jay. McGavick lost. I miss... I think he means me on the radio. Yes, thank you. Me too. I'll get back there. There's a niche for me somewhere. Paul in Denver, welcome to AM 760 Progressive Talk and the Aaron Hart version of the Jay Marvin Show.
Hi, Aaron.
Hey.
Say, I just wanted to chime in for the independents and unaffiliated candidates. I mean, I voted for Fiorino for governor and the Green candidate instead of DeGette. I don't think this country will ever have real representation until people from those parties and the Libertarians and the Socialists, even the Communist Party.
Not with the current structure. It's not going to work. You will never be able to get enough Electoral College votes in order to have that kind of power. Now, if you want to change the Electoral College and you want to turn to a more parliamentary system, you probably can. But I don't agree with you. I'm sorry. I hope you didn't. I'm glad you weren't in Angie Baccioni's district because I think it would have been terrible if you torpedoed her chances.
Oh, I would have never voted for Musgrave. I wouldn't have voted for.
I
will. I will always vote for an unaffiliated candidate or an alternative candidate if one is on the ballot. If you know there was nobody on the ballot up in. I don't think there was an alternative candidate in the Musgrave.
Yes, there was. There was Eric, what was his last name? Eisness, who was the reform candidate, and he took 11,000 votes. I mean, she could have won. Paxion would have won.
Aaron, we
would have won.
This is what irritates me is we live in a democracy and we have the right to vote for who we want to vote for.
I understand. I have the right to disagree, and I have the right to disagree with you and think you're stupid strategically, too. Did he hang up just because I said that? I think it's stupid strategically to do that. I didn't say you were stupid. I said that tactic is stupid in a close race. And I still think it's dumb. And I'll always think it's dumb, probably. I'm a little stubborn that way. Brian in Thornton, welcome. Hi, Brian. Oh. Brian in Thornton? Ed in Littleton? Ed in Littleton?
Hi, Ed. How you doing?
Ed. I'm well.
Two things. I think for those parties to be viable, they've really got to build up their message outside of the political forum before they expect to win. I mean, like you said, it's just unrealistic with the structure now unless they get out and really educate the people and convince the people of their point of view, there's not really much reason to run a candidate. The other thing I wanted to say is in the Musgrave precinct, now is not the time for people to be discouraged. Now is the time to get on her case and call her office every day about her decisions and her votes.
Excellent.
Because the tide has turned and the Republicans are in trouble, and she sees that if she wants any political future, she's going to have to listen to the more moderate voices, and she's going to have to give up on the old...
Because the election was so close, it also shows that Weld County's really changing, too, doesn't it?
Yeah. And the whole country finally is waking up and actually thinking for itself, maybe.
Maybe.
She cannot afford, if she wants any political future, to, steady as she goes and stay the course. She's got to listen and become more moderate.
Well, she may be in denial like George W. Bush, though. We will see what we shall see, but I would hope that she realizes how close she came to getting beat.
Yeah.
And, and the thing is, I wasn't making fun of Weld County necessarily. Let me just state quickly, I am a Weld County native. So everybody, I can make fun of it. I live there. I grew up there. So
these neocons have duped so many good people over the past few years, and they're finally waking up. So it's not a matter of, I think, stupidity. It's a matter of being manipulated.
I agree, and thank you so much for your call. I appreciate it. Here's an instant message from Paul that kind of agrees with you. Could you tell me of these callers to stop whining and don't look a gift horse in the mouth? Oh, how disappointing. Minimum wage, college loans. I thought he was kidding. We won. America is going to be better off for it. The minute we start infighting is when the Republicans get their power back. Good point. I'm Aaron Hart, filling in for Jay Marvin, and I believe we have Dan. Thank you, Devin Loveland. I moved my paper. Sorry, dude. Devin Loveland, welcome.
Hi. How are you doing?
I'm good.
And I heard how Jay is doing, and I've been praying for him.
Oh, good. I'm sure he appreciates it. I'm very glad he's came out healthy. He's a little, he's resting. He's a little sore, but he'll be okay, I think.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what he reports.
He's a fighter.
He sure is.
Anyway, and I'm glad because he and Democracy Now and the liberal radio stations are part of the reason
Indeed.
That Democrats won. And then
Indeed.
You all and bloggers like MoveOn.org motivated people like me, a whole bunch of us. We've been madder in hell, but you helped us get ourselves organized so that we went door to door and did the telephone calling and appealed for the donations. I mean, we worked our tails off. But it was because of people like you. And the reason we did that is we're really tired of our government, which is so happy to have wars based on lies, and they make rich the Halliburtons and the Cockies and the Titans and the Kellogg Brown Roots.
Mm-hmm.
And it's getting our people... our family members killed, and oddly enough, you think that we don't care about Iraqi citizens, and it's just okay to
be going on
700,000 killed.
Well, that's
the
an estimate.
655,000 on. I heard about it on October 18th. So,
right,
we're killing 100 a day. I say we because. Because of what we did, we've got the insurgency. We destabilized the government, and we bombed the heck out of the cities and the bridges and
dismantled
the
army.
What was going to happen? Of course, it was going to destabilize everything and lead to civil war.
I knew when I watched. I was doing a show when I saw the riots and the looting, I went, oh no, because we're sending a big message that we don't have control. That, we will just let the country descend into chaos.
And
sure enough, that's the insurgency,
so right.
If it wasn't starting the day at that day, it started the day before or the day after that. And it got stronger that day. And it's not our troops' fault.
And we're going on a half trillion dollars spent on the Iraq war. Well, what isn't it being spent on? The health care, affordable housing, schools, I don't want to bore you with all this.
No, I understand. It's not boring. It's there are a lot of priorities, and they've backed up. I mean, I think there's a great urgency out there, in part because people have felt thwarted again and again and again and again. And I don't blame you. I have my issues, too. I think, you know, environmental sanity, energy reform, certainly working for freedoms and rights and habeas corpus.
I have my list, too.
I don't want to torture anybody. I want to do things legally. I want to do it right. I want to get out of Iraq in a way that makes sense and sanity. And you know what? I'm not entirely sure I know what that is. Because we're going to have to, we can't just leave it and let it destabilize and descend into chaos. I tend to go for even though I disagree with him on a number of things, Joseph Biden's view, and I can't remember his name, Les Gelb, formerly a reporter for the New York Times, who now works for some policy organizations, that have said we need to partition the country. And so if we need to partition the country, fine, let's invest in that. Let's get international help. Let's get the region involved. But let's make it work. Because otherwise it's going to be hell to pay for the next dozen years. So we need to have some very careful thinking about this and some informed thinking about this, which has certainly been lacking.
You're so right. You've taken the words out of my mouth. We do want our democracy back. We don't want to be paying for no accountability for our congressmen. We don't want them taking junkets and enjoying all the prostitutes and being really totally disgusted on all of our thousands of dollars, and then we can't even afford medicines and health care when we get sick.
Yeah. Yeah.
So people are
and I think Medicaid,
people are mad.
Yeah, I do too. I agree with you. And I think people are looking at their retirements. Look, they keep forgetting that the baby boom generation is still the biggest generation to come down the pike. They really think people are going to sit and you know, people vote in numbers out of that demographic. Do they really think they're going to sit down and say, oh, we'll be quiet in the corner, thanks? I don't think so. Thank you so much. On that happy note, speak up, speak out. Jay Marvin inspired you. Well, you inspire me. Thank you very much. I'm Aaron Hart on behalf of Jay Marvin. I thank you very much for joining me in this pre-Veterans Day celebration of our democracy, republic, and our election day. I'll be back with you in the sometime this month. I look forward to seeing to you then. Aaron Hart. Show.com. Thanks to John Kirk and everyone back in Denver.
I know how hard it is to find honest, reliable service on your vehicle. Hi, I'm Jim DeForest, owner of Cottman Transmission at Broadway and Yale. If you need a second opinion or just want to make sure you're getting an honest quote on your vehicle maintenance problems, then come to Cottman. At Cottman, we're more than just transmission specialists. We're a part of the community, and we're here for you. Bring your vehicle by anytime. We're at Broadway and Yale, or just call 303-761-8841. That's 303-761-8841.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Are you thinking about buying a used car, truck, or SUV? Well, you'll save time and a boatload of cash guaranteed at CheaperUsedAutos.com. You'll be amazed at the selection. Over 800 cars, trucks, and SUVs right at your fingertips and right here in Denver. All makes, all models, even program cars, all with special, low internet pricing. CheaperUsedAutos.com. You're gonna love it. Find what you're looking for now at CheaperUsedAutos.com.